He's gonna take it himself for a championship! Oh, a double play and wins it for three!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! The cut is on touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good morning from Altoona. Today, WJPA and Greensports.net are proud to present Day 2 of the PIAA Class 2A Southwest Wrestling Regional, as 28 different wrestlers will square off this morning in consolations and another 7 this afternoon in the semifinals. All of it for a shot to wrestle for a state championship in Hershey next week. Today's broadcast on WJPA and Greensports.net is brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By Hernberger Insurance Agency, on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By the Claysville Area Business Association, Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By Quality Quick Printing, your full-service digital document solution center, online at qualquick.com. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience, giving your case the attention it deserves. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find more at cameraforsenate.com. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By the Day Insurance Agency, on East Main Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By Storner Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Kinetic, internet better. And by the Mariscotti Insurance Agency and Mariscotti Funeral Home in California, proud to support students and families throughout the area. We'll take a look at what we should expect, the schedule for today, all of it, and it's a lot of wrestling on a Saturday morning, afternoon, and into the evening here from Altoona at the PIAA 2A Southwest Regional. Wrestling coverage here on WJPA and Greensports.net.
Over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Washington and Greene counties brought 38 wrestlers to Altoona after those WPIL championships last weekend. Only three of them have been eliminated. Holden Humphreys of Chartiers-Houston, Cash Main of McGuffey, and Tyler Clayton of Chartiers-Houston all had to wrestle yesterday in the pigtail round and then lost in the pigtail consolations. The only wrestler to survive after having to go in that pigtail round was Javon Woods of Wash High. We will see him this morning. We expect the first round of wrestling here to start at 9 o'clock, first consolation, and we'll go right into the second round of consolations, no breaks. In fact, we don't expect a break maybe until even the championships this evening at 5 p.m. Here's what the schedule looks like. First round of consolations here at 9, second round about 10:30 or so. At 12:15, that's the estimated start time for the semifinals consolation round 3. Another consolation round about 2:30. They'll have a little bit of a break. Parade of Champions at 5 p.m. tonight with the final starting at 5:15. And we'll bring all of that coverage to you here on Greensports.net and WJPA. So this morning we're going to see in the first round of consolations at 114 pounds, Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, Bobby Lemley of Bentworth, and Blake Jamison of McGuffey. At 121 pounds, Brock McClure of Bentworth and Cameron Eiler of Fort Cherry. At 127 pounds in this first round of consolations, we'll see James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, Shane Cronin of Beth Center, Noah Patton of Wash High, and Daniel Smith of Burkittstown. At 139 pounds, we'll see McGuffey's Lane Ely and Beth Center's Mason Wright. At 145 pounds, McGuffey's Emmett Wolf, Burkittstown's Brady Reitweiser, and Caleb Patton of Wash High. At 160 pounds, we'll see Wash High's Javon Woods. At 172 pounds, Aaron Supler of McGuffey. At 189 pounds, Burkittstown's Shannon Archie and Braden Taggart of Bentworth. At 215 pounds, Adam Beloga of Burkittstown. And at 285 pounds, Joe Wilson of Wash High. Of 38 wrestlers that came here, 20 of them, of the 35 that are left, 20 of them will wrestle in this first round of consolations, meaning that's how many lost their first bout to even get into this Saturday morning. We'll see another 8 in the second round of consolations. Those 8 are 2 at 107 pounds, Carter Baker of Burkittstown and Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan. At 127 pounds, Clayton Ely of McGuffey. At 152 pounds, Logan Noyes of Burkittstown and Victor Bonus of McGuffey. At 160 pounds, Owen Ipsick of Bentworth and Garrett Newman of McGuffey, as well as Landon Heath of Jefferson Morgan, who had to actually wrestle Colin White. So who are the 7 that are still live in the semifinals that have already clinched a spot in Hershey? The number one overall seed in the WPIL champ at 133 pounds, Lucas Barr of McGuffey. We have 2 at 139 pounds, Drake McClure of Bentworth and Carter Cadis of Burkittstown. Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan at 160 pounds. Malachi Peak, 2 great bouts by Malachi of Beth Center at 189. 215 pounds, Noah Lehue of Beth Center had a late comeback last night to get into the semifinals, clinch his spot in Hershey. And at 285 pounds, Colin White of West Greene. He's a WPIL champion as well. So as I welcome in my partner, Mike Hildreth. Mike, saw a lot of good wrestling yesterday. Greene and Washington counties didn't fare quite as well, but some great wrestling. Still a long way to go today
through these consolation brackets for these 28 different wrestlers to try to get a spot at Hershey.
Yeah, Nate, thanks. It's really great to be here today. Yesterday, whenever we came in, the gym was absolutely packed to the gills with wrestlers. Today we come in, not so many. But you'll have that after day one as these wrestlers continue to pursue their dreams to making it to Hershey. If you lose those first couple rounds, it makes it difficult. So those wrestlers that we have in this first round of consolations today, they're going to have a tough road to hoe whenever they're coming back through to try to make it. But we have good representation. Washington Greene County did a great job yesterday. Really exciting matches. And I'm really excited to see how today goes for our boys.
No doubt about it. Some other notes as well. Darius Kiesecker at 107 pounds into the semifinals. He's been very impressive. I don't think that's a surprise.
No.
Balger from Derry also into the semifinals. We've got another Bassett that wrestles. Bishop McCourt's Keegan Bassett, a sophomore. He's the number one seed. A lot of people watching him at 121 pounds. Chestnuts Ridge's Dominic Deputy was tremendous. He actually beat Ely of McGuffey yesterday in a fall of just 41 seconds. He's the number one overall seed. He's going to face Kosanovic of Avonworth today. He's been very, very good and fun to watch. Lucas Barr will face Gano of Bald Eagle. I think Barr will have a challenge there. Barr has started off slow in a couple of his bouts. Has come back for technical falls late in the third period, but has started slow. See if he can stay on top of his game here today. Excited to see McClure and Cadis at 139 pounds. They both have a shot to wrestle for a regional championship. McClure's going to have to face Owen McMullen of Bishop McCourt, the number one overall seed. Cadis later today will have to face Trip Watson of Penns Valley for a shot to wrestle for the regional championship. There's another Bassett, Bo Bassett, Bishop McCourt, senior 36-0.
Never heard of him.
145 pounds. Everybody's circling him. To head to Hershey for sure. He's already clinched his spot, but I think everybody's looking for some Hershey gold from him as well. Alec Palko, the only wrestler, after upsetting Owen Ivsic last week, the only wrestler at 160 pounds locally that has made the semifinals. He will face Melvin Miller from Bishop McCourt, who was very, very good yesterday. I enjoyed watching Melvin Miller. Two tech falls for him yesterday as well.
But Palko looked good in that second match, so I'm really hoping for a good showing from Palko today.
Certainly did. All right, a couple more minutes here before we get on to the mats. We'll step aside. When we come back, wrestling will start here from Altoona. It's the PIAA 2A Southwest Regional. A shot for Hershey on the line here today. We'll be back with wrestling in a moment here on WJPA and greensports.net.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, frill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on advanced orthopedics and rehabilitation.
National Anthem finishing up here this morning.
Beautiful
at Altoona. Yeah, I love the live sing. And she's working a mat, by the way. I didn't get her name, but she's down there working a mat. She'll be on mat number two. She's got the Flow computer up in front of her, and National Anthem, she can do it all.
Lady of many talents.
Pretty impressive as we get set for day number two, first round of consolations in this Southwest Regional in 2A. We will not see anybody from Washington or Greene counties in this first round of consolation at 107. We will see three wrestlers at 114 pounds after they get going. All right, up on mat number one, just 1 minute. Actually, we're going to get on mat number two quickly, a forfeit from Carter Christ of Conemaugh Township. Carl Thomas of Burrell with a forfeit win at 107 pounds. And on mat number one, Tanner Walk of Tyrone is scoreless against Hayden Kopchak of Phillipsburg Osceola at 107 pounds as Walk gets a takedown, goes up 3-0.
Over on mat three, in 107-pound consolation number one, we got Braden McClure, sophomore from Elwood City, and Brendan Mothershead from Tussie Mountain. That match is yet to start. Over on mat four, we've got the 107-pound consi first round. And Levi Anthony of Rivers Valley went up quick, 3-0 with a takedown over Parker Anslinger from Central Cambria.
I believe coming up on mat number two here, we will have Caleb Delaney. Delaney in the 114-pound consolation against Jack Kondrusak of Laurel. Kondrusak. Okay.
That's how I would say it.
I got to get it right here. From Laurel. Long way for Laurel to make this trip. Laurel up there bordering District 9 and District 10. But the way the brackets work is District 7 has to wrestle District 5 and 6 that comes out here. Somerset, Johnstown, Altoona, mm-hmm. out this way.
Yep, it's a long drive. Out here on mat 4. We have Levi Anthony of Rivers Valley up 4-0 over Parker Anslinger. Got that quick escape from the bottom.
Delaney with a quick takedown goes up 3-0. Losers of this round are done. Go home. Delaney riding here with a 3-0 lead. 30 seconds to go first period.
Yeah, losing this first round makes it a quick day. So we hope to see our wrestlers pull through here. Over on mat four, looks like Parker Anslinger got that quick takedown right off the whistle. 57 seconds left in that second period over Levi Anthony of River Valley.
Oh, Delaney's got the Laurel wrestler on his back. Some back points coming here looking for the fall. Caleb Delaney here in consolations, and he'll get the pin. Time of the fall comes at 58 seconds, just 2 seconds left on that clock in the first period in this consolation round. And Caleb Delaney, a winner of Jefferson Morgan at 114 pounds to advance in the consolation bracket.
And that's a happy young man moving on through the bracket, trying to keep his dream alive of making it to Hershey.
In this second round of consolations, will be estimated to start around 10:30 here this morning. We'll run right through them before we get to consolation round three that will run and coincide with the semifinals this afternoon.
Right now on mat number three, we have Ty Corey of Bald Eagle area up 3-1 over Grayson Stroop of Beaver County Christian. That first period just ending up over on mat four. Going into the third period, we have Levi Anthony of River Valley up 6-3 over Parker Anslinger of Central Cambria.
Tanner Walk of Tyrone with a 3-1 lead over Hayden Kopchak of Phillipsburg Osceola in the 107-pound consolation bout. End of the second period there, and a takedown for Tanner Walk. He'll go up 6-1 at the end of the second.
Over on mat three, we're hand fighting, pushing around, still 3-1 the second period.
Up at the 121-pound consolation already. Things moving quickly. Cameron Eiler of Fort Cherry is on the mat. The only Fort Cherry wrestler to make it here to Altoona. He faces Leighton Munyon of Penn Cambria. 25 seconds to go in the first period. They're still scoreless.
Over on mat four, we're moving into the third period, a minute 20 left, and it looks like Levi Anthony of River Valley still up 6-3 over Park Ransinger of Central Cambria. Still 3-1 on mat three. Oh, Ty Corey of Bald Eagle Area over Grayson Stroop of Beaver County Christian.
Eiler in some trouble there, but time runs out. Munyon had his legs wrapped around his shoulders almost, looking to get him down to the mat, but time runs out. Scoreless at the end of one there for Cameron Eiler of Fort Cherry.
Time ticking down over here on mat four, 50 seconds left in this bout. Parker Anslinger still trailing 6-3 to Levi Anthony of River Valley.
Oh, Eiler took a shot at the leg and Munyon capitalizes, takes him back to the mat. Gets the takedown, goes up 3-0. Eiler doing everything he can to fight it off and somehow able to get back to his knees and avoid a fall, but four near falls coming for Leighton Munyon as Cameron Eiler of Fort Cherry now trails 7-0.
He's attempting a switch down there. Hopefully he doesn't get caught on his back.
Munyon trying to drive through and get Eiler back to his back. 120 remaining second period. Eiler trailing 7-0. And again, Munyon working it.
Over on mat four, bringing it back to neutral, 6-3 in favor of Levi Anthony of River Valley.
Eiler close to a reversal here, and he's going to get it. And he's got Munyon now on his back. Back points coming for Cameron Eiler. Eiler, the count's there. He's got four back points coming. He's going to make it just a one-point bout here. Looking for the fall. Can he get it? No. Munyon flips back over. Eiler still trying to drive. Putting those shoulders in. Come on, man. Was trailing in this bout 7-0. Gets the reversal, and Munyon still on his back.
Eiler needs to get on his toes here to put the pressure on those shoulders. He really wants to sink down for this pin.
Oh, he's close. He's close. Munyon keeping the shoulders up,
there
and there it is.
It.
Eiler had trailed 7-0, but he gets the fall. Time of the fall, 1:36, and Cameron Eiler from Fort Cherry will advance in the consolation bracket.
Over on mat four, about 187, 114-pound consolations. We got Bobby Lemley from Bentworth taking on Blake Jamison of McGuffey. Two Washington guys here getting after it. Score 0-0, 35 seconds left in that first period. Back to center. Sizing each other up, not wanting to make a mistake here late in this first period. Lemley from Bentworth attempts a shot. Knees out, comes back up, back to neutral. A lot of head action going here, a lot of snap action trying to happen, but nothing really going as the time ticks down to 10 seconds left in this first period. They're wrestling cautious over there. No one wants to give up that takedown. We got Blake Jamison from McGuffey attempting to take down Lemley. Hips down, and that'll bring an end to that first period. No points given. Jamison wins the toss. He'll get to choose.
Now up on mat number two, Danny Smith of Burgettstown against Liam Purcell of Bald Eagle. A 3-0 lead for Danny Smith already. And this is all in the first round of consolations this morning.
Lemley takes down to start this second period against Jamison and McGuffey. Lemley of Bentworth. Jamison putting in that tight waist, trying to break Lemley down. Lemley has a good base on him. It's going to be tough to push him down in there. But he's got that waist tight.
End of the first period. Smith leading Purcell 3-0. The Burgettstown wrestler trying to advance. He'll start this second period on top. Over on mat number one, Raiden Thomas of Valley taking on Jake Guzik of South Park at 121 pounds. They're scoreless with 10 seconds remaining in the first period.
Over on mat three, look like Ty Corey of Bald Eagle Area taking down Grayson Stroop as he moves through the consolation bouts. Back here on mat four, Bobby Lemley of Bentworth got the escape from bottom as Blake Jamison, junior from McGuffey, gets the takedown. Go up 3-1 over Lemley of Bentworth. Jamison trying to put that cradle in, but Lemley bellies out. Unable to get it back to his stomach, trying to build up a base is Lemley from Bentworth.
Liam Purcell of Bald Eagle gets an escape. Now trails Danny Smith of Burgettstown 3-1. 125 remaining second period. It's at 127 pounds.
Over on mat three, we got Carson Mowry of Central going up against Michael Piero of North Catholic. And this one might be ending quick. We got Mowry with Piero in the cradle. Shoulders close to down, just too far underneath. Might not be able to get him flat. Over here on mat number four, we have Bobby Lemmy of Bentworth getting the escape point from Blake Jamison and McGuffey, bringing the score 3-2 here in the second.
Danny Smith gets around. Purcell gets behind him, gets credited for the takedown, 6-1.
Lemley.
Now Smith leading.
Lemley gets the takedown over here on mat four, brings it up 5-3. Then Jamison, quick escape, brings it 5-4. We got an equally matched competitors out here on mat four. 5-4 in favor of Lemley from Bentworth over Jamison and McGuffey.
They've seen each other a few times, too.
I would say they have. Two ends of Washington County fighting it out here.
Oh, nice job by the right leg of Purcell. Danny Smith gets another takedown there. Had let Purcell escape. Now goes up 9-2 at 127 pounds.
Over here on mat number three, we have Noah Patton, sophomore out of Washington, taking on Shane Cronin from Best Center. Right now, on the two mats, three and four, we have four Washington County wrestlers going at it here in the consolations. Unfortunately, only two will move on.
Well, we knew we were going to see a lot, 20 of them in this first round of consolations here this morning from Washington and Greene counties. Another escape for Purcell. Still trails Danny Smith of Burkittstown, 9-3. It's the end of the second period.
Well, we're tied up 7-7 out here on mat 4 with 121 left in the third period. This one's going to come down to the buzzer here. Jamison from McGuffey gets the escape, goes up 8-7 over Lemley of Bentworth. Over on mat 3, nothing really going. 15 seconds left in that first period. 0-0, pretty evenly matched there. Again, these competitors have seen each other a lot. Over on mat 4, these guys trying to get wrist control. Lemley from Jefferson trying to grab that leg. Jamison from Jefferson just bodying him up, trying to overpower him. If he can switch behind here, he's going to get a takedown, but Lemley's not making it easy for him. We're going to get a stalemate, bringing him back to neutral.
Danny Smith gets a takedown 30 seconds in, and he gets Purcell to his back, looking for the fall. Danny Smith of Burkittstown. It's got to be close.
Well, he's got to get those toes dug in if he wants to make that pressure on that back. Keep on saying that, but that's the fact of the matter. So we've got Bentworth, Lemley taking a shot. Jamison hips down, making it tough for him to get it, but if he can snap around, he's going to get a takedown here. Tries to grab that ankle and spin around, but Lemley is making it tough for him. Over here on mat number three, we got injury time for Noah Patton from Washington, still tied up 0-0 in that first period.
And there's the fall for Danny Smith of Burkittstown. Your winner, time of the fall comes at 3:04.
Jamison from McGuffey up 8-7. Lemley from Bentworth trying to get that takedown. He can't get it. He doesn't get it. Oh, then we got Blake Jamison and McGuffey gets the takedown right at the whistle. Takes it from 8-7 to 11-7, and Blake Jamison of McGuffey will move on through the bracket.
Bobby Lemley of Bentworth. His tournament will come to an end.
Over here on mat number three, pretty evenly matched between Noah Patton of Washington and Shane Cronin of Best Center. 0-0 still with a minute 50 left in that second period. Coming up on mat four, we have Brock McClure, freshman out of Bentworth, taking on Cameron Barnick, senior out of North Star.
Mat number three, Raiden Thomas of Valley leads Jake Guzik of South Park at 121 pounds, 7-0. And now up on mat number two, James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan takes on Caden Husick of Tussie Mountain. Husick with a quick takedown, then escape for Delaney. This is at 127 pounds. All this action here this morning in the next two rounds, all consolations.
Cronin trying to work top over here on mat number three against Patton of Washington. Patton making it tough for him, getting up to a good base, but Cronin keeps on chopping that arm, bringing him down. Trying to get that wrist between the legs, but it's not going for Cronin. Still tied up 0-0 with a minute left in the second period. McClure's got a tough one on his hands going up against a much more experienced senior from North Star and Barnick.
End of the first period. Husick of Tussie Mountain leading James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan 3-1. It'll be Delaney starting on the bottom here in this second period.
Four, Up here on mat number three, still tied 0-0. Noah Patton of Washington taking on Shane Cronin of Best Center. Very evenly matched. These gentlemen have seen each other a whole lot.
Delaney trying to stand up here. Just riding him right now is Husick. Brock McClure, wrong McClure. There's another B McClure. Brock McClure of Bentworth did win by forfeit. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Okay,
sorry. The match, I was looking up on the schedule here. He came out, and I thought that match was rolling. But no, there's another guy with a dark B out there. Sorry, folks. Got you a little worked up for nothing. He got that forfeit, and he moves on. Congratulations to him. Over here on mat number three, we've got a lot of action, a lot of back and forth, really tight match between Noah Patton and Shane Cronin. Still 0-0, minute 40 left in this third period, but we get a reversal here. Shane Cronin, a Best Center, gets the reversal, goes up 2-0 over Patton of Washington.
Caden Husick of Tussey Mountain continues to ride James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. 32 seconds remaining second period. It's still 3-1. Husick over Delaney.
Over here on mat number four, we have Logan Moss of Forest Hills taking on Dalen Britt of Bishop McCourt. Tied up 0-0. Still 2-0 over here on mat number three with our boys from Washington and Best Center, Patton and Cronin, respectively. A minute left. If Patton wants to get anything going, he's going to have to build up to a base. Try to get a reversal here, but Cronin has the pressure on, is making it tough for him.
Raiden Thomas of Valley, a winner over Jake Guzik of South Park at 121 pounds, 10-2. Delaney still has not been able to escape. He has spent this entire period on the bottom. And now trying to stand up, going to run out of time here, 3 seconds. Can he get the escape? No, Husick going to take him back down to the mat. And that's the end of the second period. 3-1, James Delaney of Jefferson still trailing.
Over here on mat number three, Cronin just has the pressure on Patton. Patton can't get anything going, continually trying to get up to that base. But Cronin just has him in a tough spot here. 19 seconds left. Patton's going to have to get moving here if he wants to make it happen to continue this match. Gets up to his feet. Can he get to... Oh! No control. We have Patton from Washington trying to get his head out. Can't get it. Can't get it. It's not going to be able to get the point, and that'll bring it into that match in the third period with the final score. Shane Cronin, the Best Center, defeating Noah Patton, of Washington. All and right. Shane Cronin will move on.
James Delaney in some trouble. Started the third period on the top. Husick got the escape and then a double leg takedown and took Delaney to his back. Back points coming here. Husick still looking for the fall. It's already 7-1. Four more points coming for Husick, but he's looking for the pin on James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan right now at 127 pounds, and he gets it. Time of the fall comes at 3:48. Caden Husick of Tussey Mountain eliminates James Delaney in the first round of consolations here this morning.
Day two, you start to see different singlets from the different teams than they wore yesterday, but we still have another Best Center athlete out here, Mason Wright, in the 139-pound consolation round one, taking on Cole Tanger of Tussey Mountain.
Have we seen Clayton Ely of McGuffey yet at 127 pounds?
I have not.
All right, let's go. Maybe he got a forfeit. Let's see. I'm not seeing Clayton Ely. Oh, he's going to be in the next round. I apologize. He's in the next round of consolations, not wrestling in this first round.
Right now, Mason Wright firmly control this match, gets the takedown, goes up 3-0 over Cole Tanger of Tussey Mountain. Potentially dangerous call, that'll bring him back to center.
Now up on mat number one, Ace Foster of Phillipsburg Osceola, leading Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks 5-0 at 133 pounds. And up on mat number two, Carter Thomas of Burl, taking on Griffin Tinsman of Marion Center at 133. They are scoreless.
Right now on mat four, we have Logan Moss from Forest Hills with a nice lead in the third period over Braylon Britt, 4-0 from Bishop McCourt. Over on mat three, going to bring an end to that first period with Mason Wright getting some more points there, going up 6-0 over Cole Tanger from Tussey Mountain. They'll go neutral here. Whistle blows. Wright takes a couple steps back, eyeing him up, trying to get wrist control. Goes in for the shot, and if he can suck this leg in, he's going to be able to get it. He's getting after him here on mat number three is Mason Wright of Beth Center over Cole Tanger of Tussie Mountain. Working his legs around. Cole Tanger is going to have to belly out here sooner. He's going to find himself on his back, and he does. Mason Wright in control of this match, 9-0 in the second period.
Back points for Ace Foster of Phillipsburg Osceola, 9-0 over Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks. That's at 133 pounds. Still scoreless here to begin the second period for Griffin Tinsman of Marion Center and Carter Thomas of Burl.
Logan Moss of Forest Hills up 7-0 on Dalen Britt from Bishop McCourt. Over on mat number three, Mason Wright, your boy from Best Center. Washington County boy up 9-1 over Cole Tanger of Tussie Mountain. Trying to establish wrist control there.
Escape for Griffin Tinsman. He goes up 1-0.
Wright sweeps behind. Gets Tanger down to the mat. Picks up another 3 points. Brings it up 12-1 with 51 seconds left in this second period. In control as Tanger tries to get up to a base.
Good showing by Mason Wright here in this consolation round.
Absolutely. And he's counting back points right now. So Mason Wright right now getting back points. People are starting to see us up here and asking us how we can get on as Mason Wright attempts for this fall. We'll take all the listeners we can get. He's got Cole Tanger in a bad way. Cole Tanger is heels overhead right now. Mason Wright just trying to sink in right on the edge of the mat. He's going to get all the back points. But Cole Tanger is not going to go easily. 4 back points. That'll bring up the end of the second period. Mason Wright goes up 16-1 and achieves that tech fall. And he will move on through the consolations. Congratulations, Mr. Wright from Bethlehem Center from our very own Washington County.
Well, we'll have a break here in the action. We'll go around the mats when we come back here on WJPA and Greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
All right, let's go around the mats. On mat number one, Christian Tirado of Hopewell taking on Hayden Strittmatter of Central Cambria. That's at 133 pounds in his first round of consolations. They are scoreless. On mat number two, Griffin Tinsman of Marion Center is tied with Carter Thomas of Burrell, three apiece, with 110 remaining in the third period. That's also at 133 pounds.
Over on mat number three, we're in the 139-pound consolation first round. We have Burke Niebauer of Central Cambria taking on Michael McNeil of Derry area. That score tied up 3-3 with a minute and a half left in the second period. Over on mat four, we have Brady McCallow of Moshannon Valley taking on Logan Fox of Elizabeth Ford. Right now, McCallow 2-0, 4-0 now over Logan Fox of Elizabeth Forward.
Griffin Tinsman of Marion Center gets the takedown and back points coming against Carter Thomas of Burrell. That's now with 54 seconds remaining in the third period. A potentially dangerous call, but the back points coming for Griffin Tinsman, who now goes up 10-3.
Over on mat three, you're pretty evenly matched with a minute left in this second period here. Niebauer from Central Cambria and McNeil from Derry area. Over on mat four, Brady Mihalko from Moshannon Valley, still up 5-2 over Logan Fox of Elizabeth Forward.
So far from Washington and Greene counties at 114 pounds in his first round of consolations, Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan a winner, Blake Jamison of McGuffey a winner, Bobby Lemley of Bentworth, though, has been eliminated from the tournament. Both local wrestlers at 121 pounds have won this morning in consolations, Brock McClure and Cameron Eiler, McClure of Bentworth and Eiler of Fort Cherry. They'll wrestle in the next round of consolations. At 127 pounds, Shane Cronin of Beth Center and Daniel Smith of Burgesstown have both won. Noah Patton of Wash High and James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan have both been defeated. We will see in the next round of consolations at 107, Carter Baker of Burgesstown, Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan. At 127, Clayton Ely of McGuffey. Next wrestlers due up for Washington and Greene counties will come at 139 pounds. Only one qualifier from the local area at 133. That's Lucas Barr, who's already in to the semifinals. The McGuffey wrestler will wrestle this afternoon at about 12:15, 12:30 or so estimated start time.
Over here on mat number four, Mahalka from Moshannon Valley gets a couple back points, gets a little overzealous, gets reversed there, but still up 7-4 over Logan Fox of Elizabeth Forward.
We move up to 139 pounds. We'll have two competitors at 139. One of them, Lane Ely of McGuffey. And Mason Wright already won, did he? Is Mason Wright coming up? Did we have him yet?
Oh, I can't remember. Again, I blame the football. A lot of wrestling going on today.
I'll pull it up here in a second.
A lot of wrestling.
A lot to keep track of, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
Mason Wright had that tech fall, remember?
Yep, Nate's the seasoned veteran here. I'm the green rookie.
I am not the seasoned veteran. WJPA and Green Sports have been doing wrestling for a long time. I have not been that guy.
Yeah, well, compared to me, you might as well be Father Time.
Hey, you're older than me, don't forget.
Ah, here we go.
Mat number two, Lane Ely of McGuffey will come out against Tyler Phillips of Marion Center. 139-pound consolation. 10 seconds remaining in the first period. Those two are scoreless.
Over on mat four, Mahalko got the decision over Fox of Elizabeth Forward. He will move on.
Ely and Phillips hand fighting end of the first period. Those two are scoreless.
Over on mat number four, moving into 145-pound consolations, we have Caleb Patton from Washington taking on Harper Sipes of Quaker Valley. Patton's going to have his handful with this one, but we'll see what can happen.
Second period now for Lane Ely of McGuffey. Starts the second period on the bottom, and he stands up to his feet and gets an escape in the first 5 seconds. 1-0 Lane Ely of McGuffey with a lead now over Phillips.
Patton looking for the takedown and gets it. Has Sipes on his belly right now, trying to work that shoulder underneath. He's got it in. He's running that head. He's really trying, but Sipes is making it hard for him that junior from Quaker Valley is.
Phillips takes a shot, gets behind Ely now, and will get the takedown. Phillips goes up 3-1. Ely stands to his feet. Phillips takes him right back down to the mat and down to his back. Couple of back points coming here. It'll be three of them for Tyler Phillips as he takes a 6-1 lead on Ely, and Ely reverses it. 6-3 now. Ely back on top as Ely gets two more points.
Over on Matt Ford, took him 45 seconds, but Caleb Patton Sr. from Washington gets the pin over Harper Sipes of Quaker Valley and will move on through this tournament.
Two more wrestlers coming at 145 pounds in this consolation round. Over on mat number one, Hayden Strittmatter of Central Cambria has Christian Tirado of Hopewell on his back, already leading 10-0, four back points coming and close to a fall. Ely and Phillips go out of bounds. It's 6-3. Tyler Phillips leading Lane Ely of McGuffey, 139-pound consolation. Winners move on to the next round of consolations. Losers go home here.
Over here on mat number three, we have Emmett Wolf from McGuffey coming up against Carter Bishop of Ligonier Valley.
Start this, the 7-3 as Phillips gets the escape there. 20 seconds remaining in the second.
Two Highlanders on adjoining mats here.
Ely now has that left leg for a moment, and a stall call called on Phillips as Phillips went out of bounds.
Wolf much more the aggressor in this match. Really trying to get that arm, trying to pull it in, get an underhook in, trying to sweep around, grab that ankle. But Bishop from Ligonier Valley is making it tough for him, but he's going to give him that leg here soon. Oh, Wolf has that arm wrenching on it hard, but can't get that takedown, and he brings him down to the mat. And he's going to get that 3 points for the takedown. Emmett Wolf goes up 3-0 with 18 seconds left in this first period.
Now up on mat number one, William McNeil of Derry and Brady Reitweiser of Burgettstown. 145-pound consolation. McNeil gets a quick takedown to start this first period. He goes up 3-0 on Reitweiser. Over on mat number two, Lane Ely of McGuffey still trailing 7-3. Will begin this third period on the top.
Moving into the second period up here on mat number three, Mr. Wolf from McGuffey still ahead 3-0. He's going to be down to start the second period. Let's see if he can hit a switch and get a reversal right off the bat. He's been coming pretty fast. Tries to develop a base, getting up as Carter Bishop of Ligonier Valley has that arm pinned behind him, trying to chop down that other arm, trying to get this half Nelson in. If Wolf doesn't get to a base here, he could be in trouble, but he's getting up on his feet, working around, and he comes neutral. He's going to get the escape point, but he's looking for more. Has that leg of Bishop from Ligonier Valley right on the edge of the mat. We'll see if he can get a takedown also.
Ely with 112 to go in this third period. Gives up an escape to Tyler Phillips. Now trails 8-3 as they wrestle neutral. Brady Reitweiser of Burgettstown starts this second period on the top, trailing William McNeil of Derry 3-0 at 145 pounds.
Wolf out here on mat three in an awkward spot. He's got to get those hands unclasped with his opponent, Bishop, right here on the edge. He might be better off just to roll him out of bounds, try to start fresh. He's trying to get that head. If he can pull that head, he's going to break that grasp. There's no doubt about that. We'll see what can happen. They called stalemate, and they're moving him back to center.
Tyler Phillips of Marion Center gets a takedown. Some back points on Lane Ely. Had tried to return him to a mat. They go out of bounds. 40 seconds remaining in the third period. 11-3. Phillips over Ely of McGuffey.
Over on mat number four, Federoff of Penns Valley takes down Josiah Bosch of Beaver County Christian.
William McNeil gets a reversal in this second period to take a 5-0 lead over Brady Reitweiser of Burgettstown. And there's, is that a fall? It is. Tyler Phillips of Marion Center pins Lane Ely.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That came at about the 4-minute mark.
Mm-hmm.
They cleared the time and missed the time, but Lane Ely eliminated here in the consolation round this morning.
His classmate up here on mat number three firmly control this match, 3-0, 12 seconds left in this second period here. As Bishop trying to get that head up to get a takedown on Wolf, the Wolf's making it tough for him. Tight around the waist, has that leg, and that'll bring an end to the second period with Wolf up 3-0. McGuffey over Ligonier Valley's Bishop.
Brady Reitweiser of Burgettstown on mat number one, still trailing William McNeil of Derry 5-0. as they go to the third period now at 145 pounds. Coming up on mat number two, Ethan Gilby taking on Colby Kaufman of Chestnut Ridge.
Wolf takes top to begin the third. Trying to throw those legs in, isolate that leg. Wolf gets the underhook on the opposite arm. This could be trouble for Bishop if he can't get up to a base and get up. Over on mat number four, we have Nate Mack, sophomore out of Penn Cambria, taking on Connor Reifer from United. Right now, Mack up 3-0 in that match.
An escape for William McNeil to start this third period. Now goes up 6-3 on Wright Weiser of Burgettstown.
The Highlander Wolf trying to isolate that arm, making it tough for Bishop, but they call stalemate, bringing him back to neutral. Wolf still up 3-0 with a minute 24 left in the bout. He takes top. Bishop tries to butt out. Cannot. Right now, Emmett Wolf has the legs in. He's a little high. He's got to be careful here. But he's got that wrist firmly in control. Minute 10 left in the match. Over on mat number four, we're in the second period. 3-0. Nate Mack, Penn Cambry over Connor Reifer of United.
And McNeil gets another takedown. 9-3 now with a minute remaining in the third period.
Wolf's trying to work, gets the crossface in here. He's got to be careful getting that around the neck. He's got to get wrist control and he needs to get under. Hitting those crossfaces. Oh, he's really pounding these crossfaces right now. Trying to wear down Bishop of Ligonier Valley. He's doing a good job at it with 37 seconds left in the bout. Wrist control and ankle control for Emmett Wolf. He's got Bishop in a tough spot, but Bishop has a good base, so it's going to be hard to really move him around here.
Final 15 seconds for Brady Reitweiser of Burgettstown, trailing 9-3 and on the bottom. McNeil just trying to ride out this final 10 seconds of the third period. Reitweiser going to get up to his feet, might get an escape here. He does to end it, but that's not going to be enough. End of the bout. Brady Reitweiser of Burgettstown eliminated at 145 pounds. William McNeil, your winner from Derry.
Over here on mat number four, still 7-3 in favor of Nate Mack of Penn Cambry over Connor Reifer of United. Over on mat number three, we have our boy from McGuffey finishing up the match here and gets it and will move on with the decision 3-0. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey moving on, defeating Carter Bishop of Ligonier Valley.
Now up on mat one, Sammy Sheeler of Somerset and Tristan Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant. That's at 152 pounds. They're scoreless as they just get underway. And Gilby of Glendale leading Kaufman of Chestnut Ridge 2-0 at 145 pounds.
Nate Mack dominating this match from Penn Cambria over Connor Reifer right now 7-3. But has the man from United in a tough spot. And that'll bring an end to that second period there. Moving on in that match. Over on mat number three, we have Luke Mikett from Huntington taking on Logan Krull of Avonworth. Right now tied up 0-0 with 32 seconds left in that first period. Over on mat four, Nate Mack of Penn Cambria in control of this match with a minute 43 left in it. 9-3 over Connor Reifer of United. And Mack goes for the shot. He's wrestling hard up 9-3, trying to secure this victory and move on. And he puts Reifer right to his back. And he's getting some back points here. If he can get on those toes, he's going to be able to flatten him out. He flops over top as Reifer bellies out. But not before four back points for the near faller ticked off, bringing it 16-3 on mat four.
Mat number two, Kaufman of Chestnut Ridge was in some trouble. Four back points for Gilby of Glendale. This is with 115 to go, in the third period.
Another near fall for Nate Mack. Will secure him the tech fall at 19-3 with a minute one left in the bout. And he will move on, defeating Connor Reifer of United.
Nobody wrestling in this round of consolations from Washington or Greene counties at 152 pounds. We'll have just one at 160 and one at 172. We'll have them for you when we come back here on greensports.net and WJPA. It's the PIAA Southwest Regional from Altoona.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Highlanders. Stay warm this winter and mark your calendars for upcoming spring events in Highlander Country. The National Pike Festival, the weekend of May 16th and 17th, and the brand new Claysville Area Farmers Market will open in June and run monthly through October. The Claysville Area is on a winning streak thanks to teamwork, community pride, and a commitment to excellence. Go Highlanders!
All right, winners thus far this morning in the first round of consolations at 114 pounds, Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan and Blake Jameson of McGuffey. At 121 pounds, your winners in consolations. Moving on, Brock McClure of Bentworth and Cameron Eiler of Fort Cherry. At 127 pounds, Shane Cronin of Beth Center and Burkittstown's Daniel Smith. Also moving on at 139 pounds, Mason Wright of Beth Center. At 145 pounds, Emmett Wolf of McGuffey and Caleb Patton of Wash High. Eliminated in this first round of consolations this morning at 114, Bobby Lemley of Bentworth, as well as at 127, James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan and Wash High's Noah Patton. At 139 pounds, eliminated from competition, losing this morning in consolations, McGuffey's Lane Ely. And at 145 pounds, Burkittstown's Brady Reitweiser. Next up on the mats for Washington and Greene counties will be Javon Woods at 160 pounds and Aaron Supler at 172 pounds. We'll also see in this first round of consolations at 189 pounds, Shannon Archie of Burkittstown and Bentworth's Braden Taggart, as well as at 215, Burkittstown's Adam Beloga, and at 285, Joe Wilson of Wash High. On the mats right now, on mat number one, 1:22 to go in the third period. Tristan Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant has a 4-0 lead on Sammy Sheeler of Somerset at 152. And at 152 pounds on mat number two, Tyler Barton of Bedford trails Ryder Smith of Juniata 3-0.
On mat number three in the 152-pound consolations, we have Logan Krull from Avonworth taking on Luke Mikett of Huntington. Right now, Krull up 7-0 with a minute 30 left in that bout. Over on mat four, looks like our boy from Burrell, Antonio Perkins, just picked up the victory over Caleb Sines from Myersdale at the 160-pound consolation of eight first round.
Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant now up 7-0 on Sammy Sheeler of Somerset. 51 seconds remaining in the third period. We have 20 local wrestlers in this first round of consolations. Five eliminated. Nine already advancing to the second round of consolations. Eight other local wrestlers awaiting competition in the second round of consolations after winning their first bout yesterday but losing their second. Seven from Washington and Greene counties ready to go in the semis this afternoon.
Over on mat number four, Camden Barkey from South Park gives up a forfeit to Tanner Flickinger from River Valley at the 172-pound consolations. Over on mat number three, we have Logan Krull of Avonworth dominating this match 13-1 with 35 left in that.
Just 5 seconds left here in this 152-pound consolation. Tristan Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant going to get the win over Sammy Sheeler of Somerset. Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant moving on.
Over here on mat number four, we have Braden Tig Taggart out of Bentworth taking on Colton Chapman from Phillipsburg, Osceola. Taggart with the red Chapman with the green. Sizing each other up. 3 seconds into the bout. Trying to get wrist control. Taggart attempting to snap down, really hitting hard on that neck to wear down Chapman. We'll see how that goes. Chapman attempts to throw, but it's no-go, and they go out of bounds. Back to neutral is Chapman and Taggart from Bentworth.
Winner on mat number three, Logan Kuhl of Avonworth, a 13-2 winner over Luke Mikit. And up on that mat next will be Javon Woods of Wash High in the 160-pound consolations. Now up on mat number one, Kyler Hale of Bedford and Jacob Sample of West Branch. They're scoreless at 160 pounds. And Ryder Smith of Juniata now with an 8-0 lead over Tyler Barton of Bedford. It's with 37 seconds remaining, and actually Barton of Bedford down on his back as Smith is looking for the fall. Back points coming.
Still 0-0 up here on mat four. Braden Taggart taking on Colton Chapman. Taggart out of Bentworth with 4 seconds left in this first period. Chapman attempts to throw. Taggart might get a quick takedown here. He does not. Right at the buzzer. Trying to capitalize on Chapman's mistake, but cannot. Over here on mat number three, still tied up 0-0. Mason Van Allman of Tyrone against Javon Woods of Washington. 28 seconds left in that first period. Over on mat four, Taggart will take down as Chapman hits the spot. Taggart trying to work up from a base. Gets a good base. Looks like he's going to get an escape point here and does. Pulls out back to neutral. Taggart reinitiates up 1-0 over Chapman from Phillipsburg.
Javon Woods still scoreless over there.
Yep, still scoreless. 3 seconds left in that first period. If he can break these arms and wheel around, just ran out of time. As Van Allman attempted a shot and Woods bellied down. Over on mat number four, Taggart, 122, still up in the second period, 1-0. In an awkward position, he's got to be careful that Chapman doesn't swing around here. He's going to get a takedown if he does. Taggart's got to hold on to that ankle, possibly get him out of bounds. And they do, and they're going to go back to center. 0-0 is still over here on mat number three, minute 47 in this second period left, with Javon Woods of Washington and Mason Van Allman of Tyrone.
Now up on mat number two, Dominic Willis of Laurel and Charles Brankel of Freedom. They're scoreless with 20 seconds to go in the first period. Kyler Hale of Bedford and Jacob Sample of West Branch also scoreless, just 8 seconds into the second period for them.
Taggart working that neck, gets an underhook. If he can capitalize here, make it tough for the boy from Phillipsburg. But Chapman gets the takedown on Taggart. Gets 4 back points right here, right on the edge. Taggart needs to belly out, but that tight waist is in hard. Right now on mat number three, 3-0 in favor of Van Allman from Tyrone. But Javon Woods is not going down easily, but the man from Tyrone is getting back points on the man from Washington. Not in a good spot for a fall. We'll roll out. Woods will get back up to his base as Van Allman tries to work that half to roll Woods over. If he can shimmy shake him off, he'd be in a good spot, but he's got to get up to the base to do it. Back points being counted for Van Allman right now, extending that lead. Over on mat number four, we have Chapman.
Taggart got pinned at 158.
Oh, Chapman pinned Taggart at 158. Right on the edge of that mat there. Unfortunately for Taggart, that'll bring an end to his day.
The senior, end of the career.
Yep, that's it. Tough way to go out on a pin right on the edge of the mat, but Chapman earned it. Still tough to see.
Javon Woods in some trouble now, down 11-0 at the end of the second period.
Yep, it's going to be tough. He's going to have to work through this.
Jacob Sample gets an escape from West Branch, goes up 1-0 on Kyler Hale of Bedford. Dominic Willis of Laurel, 1-0 lead over Charles Brankel of Freedom.
Woods trying to get up to a base, and does. He's on his feet, but he's got Van Allman on his back. Attempts a switch, goes down to his belly. Right now, Van Allman's really working that left shoulder, looking for more back points out of Woods from Washington. Doesn't have him tilted, but Woods is in a bad way down there. Potentially dangerous call. They'll bring him back. Over on mat four, we have Jack Miles from Laurel taking on Dom Peruso of Huntington. Minute 38 left in this bout between Woods of Washington and Van Allman from Tyrone. Woods trying to, oh man, he's put right to his back. Van Allman gets the pin.
Woods kind of gave up there.
Yeah.
Back points, he was getting tech fault anyway. It didn't even look like he was trying to fight it off.
Right, yep. Yeah, that would have been the end of the match, but he goes down by fall. Javon Woods, senior from Washington, fell to Mason Van Allman of Tyrone.
Third period underway on mat number one. Kyler Hale of Bedford at 160 pounds. Jacob Sample of West Branch. They're tied at one. Coming up next on this mat will be Aaron Supler. Dominic Willis has a 4-1 lead. Willis of Laurel at 172 pounds over Charles Brankle of Freedom. Shannon Archie of Burgettstown will come up on mat number two next. And with those two coming up next, we'll step aside here. We'll bring those two bouts to you when we come back here on Greensports.net and WJPA.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solutions specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
Back here at Altoona for the PIAA Southwest 2A Regional. Glad to have you along. Nate Rigotti alongside Mike Hildreth.
Good covering to be with you.
All of our Washington Greene County teams and giving you the scores from the whole tournament here. 38 local wrestlers showed up. 10 have been eliminated in consolations. 7 are into the semifinals, so still lots of consolation action left here this morning for you. Right now we're awaiting consolation at 172 pounds in Aaron Supler of McGuffey, and at 189 pounds in Shannon Archie of Burgettstown. We'll also have in this consolation round Anna Beloga of Burgettstown at 215 and Joe Wilson of Washi at 285. On the mats right now, Dominic Willis of Laurel, a winner at 172 pounds over Charles Brankle of Freedom, 7-2, as Shannon Archie of Burgettstown will come up here on that mat. On mat number one, we're in sudden victory between Kyler Hale of Bedford and Jacob Sample of West Branch, and Sample gets the takedown to win in the sudden victory period. Jacob Sample, your winner of West Branch at 160 pounds over Hale of Bedford.
You hear all that crowd noise around us because we've got two boys from Huntington on the mat right now, mats three and four, and we are surrounded by Huntington faithful.
We always are.
That's right.
I don't think they like we take their corner up here.
So on mat number three, we've got Elijah Miller of Greensburg-Salem taking on Grady Clark of Huntington. Right now, Grady Clark has a commanding 12-2 lead in the second. Over on mat number four,
he just got
we
the
have
fall,
Dom
actually.
Peruso getting the fall from Huntington against Jack Miles from Laurel.
Nice. Up now on mat number two. Well, we were supposed to see. Well, here's Aaron Supler.
Yeah, I think that match before would happen pretty quick.
Shannon Archie? Did we miss Shannon Archie? Let's see here what happened.
Sometimes when you're going around the mat, those matches can end pretty quick. Or a forfeit, one of the two.
I don't have anything yet.
Over on mat number four, we have Jeremy Hashes from Central Cambria taking on Seth Kimmel from Berlin Brothers Valley.
Aaron Supler on the mat now with McGuffey against Jonah Bosch of Beaver County Christian at 172 pounds.
Over on mat number three, we still have Grady Clark from Huntington up 10 points, 12-2, with 144 left in the third period over Elijah Miller of Greensburg-Salem. Clark in control of this match. Looks like we have some blood time over on mat number four. Jeremy Hashes from Central Cambria has a little bit of blood on him. Getting that cleaned up and we'll get back underway. Mat number three, Grady Clark from Huntington wins over Elijah Miller of Greensburg-Salem in the 172 Concy of eight first round.
Supler of McGuffey still scoreless here, 10 seconds into the second period with Jonah Bosch of Beaver County Christian. Now up on mat number two, Max McConville of United leading Geo Thompson of Elizabeth forward 2-0. Supler gets an escape at 172. Supler takes a 1-0 lead.
Over on mat number four, 3-0 in favor of Jeremy Hashes from Central Cambria over Seth Kimmel of Berlin Brothers Valley. On mat number three, we have Ty Blasco from Derry area taking on Derek Diamond, senior, out of Fraser. We're still scoreless in that bout with 35 left in that first period.
We're not far away from the next round of consolations getting started either.
We are not. My mat number three, we're in the 215-pound weight class. Moving right through here. Did have a couple forfeits. That helps. A couple quick pins. Move things right along. Mat number four going into the second period. Hashes of Central Cambria still 3-0 over Kimmel of Berlin Brothers Valley. Over on mat number three, it looks like we have Ty Blasco from Derry with a 3-0 lead over Derek Diamond out of Fraser.
Supler still leading 1-0. I'm sorry,
we're at
penalty.
2-1. Yeah, it was penalty, a penalty point.
Yep. Thank you.
Looks like a little thumb to the eye. We'll call that inadvertent. We have some good class out there in McGuffey. Good people.
Yesterday you had all the flow issues. I had none. It's me today.
Well, I found a good view. My problem was just remembering all the school names. There's just so many.
District 5, 6, and 7 all here. Supler with a 2-1 lead. Mm-hmm. 14 seconds to go, second period. Max McConville of United with a 5-1 lead over Gia Thompson of Elizabeth Forward at 215 pounds.
Over on mat number three, Ty Blasco from Derry area, 3-1 with a minute 25 in that second period over Derek Diamond of Fraser. Over on mat number four, Hashes from Central Cambria up 9-0 with 48 seconds left in that second period over Seth Kimmel of Berlin Brothers Valley.
Supler headed to the third period with a 2-1 lead.
Let's see what he can do here. Looks like we have some blood time over here on mat number three. Over on mat number four, we're up 11-0 in favor of Hashes of Central Cambria over Kimmel of Berlin Brothers Valley. In control of this match.
Still 2-1. Supler starts the second period on top. In some trouble here. Gets reversed.
Gets reversed.
Bosch takes a 3-2 lead. The reversal giving him 2 points. And goes up 3-2. And now back points coming. Supler down on the mat. 4 back points coming for Jonah Bosch of Beaver County Christian. Supler trying to get back over to his belly and does. But the 4 back points coming. They still haven't been awarded yet. They're still being held. As Bosch continues to try to work this.
Supler was smart to keep that leg, let him belly out there. Over on mat number three, 6-2 in favor of Blasco from Derry area over Diamond from Fraser.
Bosch completes the near fall points as he gets back on top of Supler. Supler had a 2-1 lead, but now it's 7-2. Jonah Bosch, 43 seconds remaining, third period. Max McConville of United leading 8-2 over Gio Thompson of Elizabeth Forward at 215 pounds. That one comes to an end. McConville, a winner of United at 215.
Over on mat number four, Hashes from Central Cambria trying to get some more back points here, up 11-0. Kimmel bellies out from Berlin Brothers Valley, minute 15 left in that bout. Over on mat number three, we have Ty Blasco from Derry up 6-2 over Derek Diamond from Fraser. Kimmel in a tough spot here against Hashes from Central Cambria as time wanes. Kimmel getting broken down by Hashes. Hashes grabbing that foot, and they're going to go out of bounds, bringing him back to neutral.
An escape for Supler, but 5 seconds left. Takes a shot at the right leg. He can get the takedown late.
Oh.
But it'll just make it 7-6. He got that late takedown, and I think Bosch kind of gave it up.
Yep,
but no back points or anything, and that'll be it. A decision for Jonah Bosch of Beaver County Christian. He'll take a 7-6 win over Aaron Supler of McGuffey.
Looks like the heavyweights are on the mats up here, so we're really moving through this first round of consolations up here on mat number three. It's 6-2 in favor of Blasco Derry area of over Diamond of Fraser. Still 11-0, 39 seconds left in that bout. Over on mat number four, Hashes from Central Cambria over Kimmel of Berlin Brothers Valley.
Really good wrestling from Spain.
Shannon Archie, by the way, of Burgettstown, did get a forfeit win.
Fantastic.
Finally posted. He got a forfeit win. So Shannon Archie moving on at 189 pounds.
It took him long enough, that's for sure.
Who's going crazy there is Adam Beloga of Burgettstown. Now comes out on mat number one against Connor Ward of Westmont Hilltop at 215 pounds. First 20 seconds as Connor Ward working the right leg of Adam Beloga and takes him down to the mat. Takedown for Connor Ward. He goes up 3-0 on Beloga of Burgettstown.
I'm sorry, I said I looked like the heavyweights are out here. These are just very thick 215-pounders. Good
they're,
for
they're right at 215, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. These are men down here wrestling right now.
Connor Ward working the half, trying to roll Beloga over to his back. Can't quite get it yet.
Hashes from Central Cambria picks up the victory over Seth Kimmel of Berlin Brothers Valley.
Those two go out of bounds. A 3-0 lead for Ward with 6 seconds left in the first period.
Coming up on mat number four, we have Aiden Kuhn from Burrell taking on Nolan Snyder from Northern Bedford.
Over on mat number two now, Gage Gardner of Bald Eagle leads Ian Koval of North Star 4-3 at 285. First round of consolations about to come to an end here soon. All of these consolation winners and the other guys awaiting them will wrestle right away as Gage Gardner gets a fall.
Yeah, that's why it's tough to lose early.
And they are clearing that quick. I can't even get the time.
I know. Yep, they're moving on. They're not waiting for us to inform the people, that's for sure.
Another takedown for Connor Ward of Westmont Hilltop. Adam Beloga now trailing 6-0. And Ward just riding here.
On mat number three, Blasco picks up the win over Diamond. Blasco from Derry area freshman, finishing the career of Diamond from Fraser. On mat number four, still tied up 0-0 between Aiden Kuhn of Burrell and Nolan Snyder from Northern Bedford going into that second period. Up on mat number three, moving into the first period, we have Knox Dibert, freshman from Northern Bedford, taking on Kelton Bonnell from Juniata. Or as you would say it out in West Green, Juanita.
Adam Beloga in some trouble on his back. Connor Ward on top of him. Got to be close to the fall here. Getting the left shoulder up is Beloga. Now flips those hips over, and now he does
get pinned.
That's it. Time of the fall comes at 2:20. Connor Ward of Westmont Hilltop pins Adam Beloga of Burgettstown.
Yep, tough way to go out, but it happens to the best of them.
Just one more wrestler left from Washington Green County's in this round of consolations. It's Joe Wilson of Wash High. He's coming up here on mat one right after Beloga. And then we'll cycle through consolation round two. Eight wrestlers plus the locally that won their first bout last night but lost their second. And then all the winners from this round. We'll recap this round for you here once we get through this 285-pound matchup for Joe Wilson of Wash High taking on Brown of Myersdale.
Yep, now the heavyweights are on the mat. Now that I see them, there's a difference between them and the 215-pounders.
Certainly a difference.
These are big boys out here fighting hard. Fighting hard. Over on mat number four, we're still tied up 0-0. Halfway through that second period, Aiden Kuhn from Burrell taking on Nolan Snyder of Northern Bedford. Over on mat number three, we've got Kelton Bonnell from Juniata taking on Knox Divert from Northern Bedford up 3-0. Looks like we've got some blood time going on. Man from Juniata has a little bit of a nosebleed. Got to be careful over here on mat number three, trying to roll through that.
23 seconds remaining, first period, still scoreless for Joe Wilson of Wash High. Winner on mat number two, Blair Miller. 4-0 over Michael Wayno of River Valley at 285 pounds.
Back points being ticked off. Northern Bedford over Burrell. Nolan Snyder really trying to sink this in, and he gets the pin. Nolan Snyder from Northern Bedford defeats Aiden Kuhn by pin with 15 seconds left in that second period in that 215-pound consolation round of eight. First round.
And here comes at 107 pounds Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan in this second round of consolations this morning. Braden Hanning won his first bout last night, then lost his second to put him here in the consolations. He takes on Braden McClure of Elwood City at 107 pounds. Start of the second period, Joe Wilson of Wash High gets an escape and goes up 1-0.
Over on mat number four, Tanner Walk of Tyrone taking on Ethan Cochin of Bishop McCourt. Matt Wilson three still working from blood.
Wilson just head-to-head with Brown of Myersdale right now. They separate for a moment. 1:18 remaining second period there.
The boy from Myersdale has a motor. There's no doubt about that. We'll see how far that can take him into the third period if we get that far.
Hanning completes the takedown. He goes up 3-0 on Braden McClure.
Over on mat number three, Colton Bonham of Juniata still up 3-0 at the minute 27 left in that second period. Mat number four, we're looking at the 107-pound second round of consolations. Tanner Walk and Ethan Cochin.
Oh, nice job by Joe Wilson. Gianna Brown of Myersdale took a shot, and Wilson gets around him. He went down, and Wilson puts his body around him and takes Brown down to the mat, gets the takedown. Joe Wilson of Wash High at 285 pounds goes up 4-0 in the first round of consolations. Second round of consolations has begun on the mat already. Braden Hanning got a late takedown in the first period and then gets an escape to start the second. He's up 4-0 on Braden McClure of Elwood City right now, and he takes McClure down to the mat, puts his back down, got one swipe, didn't get enough as McClure gets back over, but the takedown will give Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan a 7-0 lead now. Trying to roll McClure over to his back. Trying to stay in bounds is Hanning, and they go out. Oh, did he get a swipe there enough for any back points? He did. He got two. It's 9-0. Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan. 1:23 remaining in the second period.
Hanning doing his best trying to drag that toe. Just got pulled out of bounds. Up on mat number four, 3-1 in favor of Cochin of Bishop McCourt. Now up 4-1, gets the escape. Back in action on mat number three, Divert and Bonnell, Northern Bedford and Juniata, respectively. Bonnell from Juniata still up 3-0 with 1 minute left in this second period.
At 285 pounds in the first round of consolations, Joe Wilson of Wash High still leading Gianni Brown of Myersdale 4-0. 1:42 to go in the third period. Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan in the second round of consolations at 107 pounds right now. If we're cycling through, Hanning with a 9-0 lead on McClure of Elwood City. And there's some swipes coming.
That's tight.
Hanning almost had it again. Some more back points coming for Braden Hanning. It'll be 13-0 now for Braden Hanning, and injury time going to run here for McClure as his arm was tied up there. Nice job by Braden Hanning as he is dominating this bout.
Yeah, Hanning had that in there tight. I don't know how his arm moved that way, but it did. I could see why it hurt a little bit up there on mat number three. 7 seconds left in the second period. Bonnell of Juniata is still up 3-0. Over on mat number four, we have Kochman of Bishop McCourt ahead 7-1 over Tanner Walk of Tyrone with 29 seconds left in that second period.
Still a 4-0 lead for Joe Wilson of Wash High over Gianni Brown of Myersdale at 285 pounds. Just 35 seconds remaining now in the third period. Those two continue to hand fight head-to-head at the center of the mat. Myersdale's Brown has taken a couple of shots, and each time Wilson's been able to counter. And again, Brown tries to bring Wilson to the mat, gets down, but gets back up before Wilson could pounce on him and get a takedown. They're back standing up, wrestling neutral in the middle. 15 seconds remaining in the third period. Injury time still running at 107 for Braden McClure as Braden Hanning's already leading there 13-0. They're going to get back to action here. Final 5 seconds. Joe Wilson of Wash High. As Myersdale's Brown takes a last-second shot at Wilson. They went down to the mat, but time expires. Joe Wilson of Wash High, a winner at 285 pounds. He'll move to the next round of consolations. So we have cycled through, and now Hanning trying to finish this off. An escape point awarded to McClure. Hanning gets the takedown, and there's the tech fall. Braden Hanning advancing in the consolation bracket. A 16-1 tech fall. Time of the tech fall comes at 2:34. Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, I think a win away now from clinching a spot in Hershey.
Yeah, still need to figure that one out a little bit. There's a lot of bracket still to cover. Don't want to tell you wrong, but we're getting closer and closer each match. Over here on mat four, 10-1 in favor of Kochman of Bishop McCourt over Walk from Tyrone. Bring him back to center. Walk from Tyrone will take bottom. Kochman from McCourt will take top. Caleb Delaney up on mat number two here.
Yeah, Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan now coming out. So back-to-back Jefferson Morgan bouts on mat number two. Delaney facing Will Edwards of West Branch. This is at 114 pounds.
Over on mat number three, we still have Bonnell from Juniata working this full match 4-0 over Dibert from Northern Bedford. This is one of the few so far that's going to go the distance today. 10 seconds tipping off. 7-0 in favor of Bonnell from Juniata over Dibert from Northern Bedford.
Takedown for Will Edwards of West Branch. He goes up 3-0 on Caleb Delaney. Losers here are eliminated.
Over on mat number four, the man from Bishop McCourt, Cochin, up 10-1 with 25 ticks on that clock left over Tanner Walk over from Tyrone.
End of the first period, 3-0. Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan trails Will Edwards of West Branch. Over on mat number one at 107 pounds, Warren Holsagel of Elizabeth Forward leads Levi Anthony of River Valley 3-0. Holsagel will start the second period on top.
Over on mat number three, Bonnell takes down Dibert after that match has concluded.
Reversal for Will Edwards of West Branch, and he takes Caleb Delaney to his back. Delaney in some trouble. Back points coming for Will Edwards. Delaney trying to arch the back, has his feet way up underneath him, trying to push himself up. Edwards on top of him, putting all that pressure down on the mat. How is that not a fall at this point? Caleb Delaney barely surviving. Here, Will Edwards.
He's got those elbows dug in, does Delaney, and that's just keeping him up a smidgen. He's got posts on that head, elbows posted. He is not wanting to give up this fall here.
Caleb Delaney in some trouble now. Gets up on that right shoulder, trying to pick the left one up. He goes back down to the mat. Edwards looking for the fall on Caleb Delaney. That is close.
That is close. He's got those elbows dug in, and Edwards trying to do a good job trying to pull him out, but he just cannot do that. Over here on mat number three, we have Carter Baker, freshman out of Burgettstown, taking on Carl Thomas out of Burrell.
Edwards adjusting now his body positioning. trying to put all his weight on the shoulders, and there's the fall. Caleb Delaney pinned by Will Edwards of West Branch. Time of the fall comes at 2:17. Will Edwards of West Branch, a winner over Caleb Delaney. And Delaney, who wrestled in the first round of consolations here this morning, a loser in the second round, and is eliminated from the bracket.
Over on mat number four, we're in the 114-pound second round of the Consi of Eight. Ryder Gearhart of Keystone Oaks taking on Jacob Dugan from Phillipsburg, Osceola. Over on mat number three, we're still in the 107-pound weight class. Carl Thomas from Burrell taking on Carter Baker of Burgettstown. Tied up 0-0 about 10 seconds into this second period. The man from Burrell keeping pressure on top, keep pulling Baker from Burgettstown back down to the mat. Baker's bellied out. Really needs to work to a base here. Gets those elbows in. But Thomas has those legs in tight and is pulling hard on Baker from Burgettstown. It's going to be tough for him to really get to a base. He's got those legs in. Right on the edge of the mat. They're going to have to get something moving here. They're going to be calling a stalemate and bringing him back in. There's not a whole lot going on. Carl Thomas just riding out right now from Burrell over Carter Baker from Burgettstown. And they do stalemate that, bring it back to the center of the mat.
Coming up at 121 pounds, we'll have Brock McClure of Bentworth and Cameron Eiler of Fort Cherry. And over 127, Clayton Ely of McGuffey, Shane Cronin of Beth Center, and Daniel Smith of Burgettstown.
Over on mat number three, Carl Thomas has the half in on Carter Baker, but Baker not making it easy for him, really keeping it in tight. But he's going to have to work, or they're going to start telling him he needs to get moving. He's trying to establish that base, but just can't. Thomas, like a boa constrictor on top with those legs, really holding them flat to the mat. Still 0-0 in this bout with 35 seconds in the second period. Over on mat four, Gearhart out of Keystone Oaks taking on Dugan from Phillipsburg, Osceola. Dugan up 10-0 in this bout. And back points ticking.
Mat number one, Warren Wolfsagel of Elizabeth Ford with a 6-0 lead on Levi Anthony of River Valley. That's at 107 pounds. On mat number two at 121 pounds, Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley has a 6-0 lead on Raiden Thomas of Valley.
Well, Baker from Burgettstown tries to get that reverse. Flung into the mat, he's got real tight on that ankle, but he's not going to be able to get the reverse here before he runs out of time in the second period. Still tied up. 0-0. This is a barn burner down here. No one really getting an advantage. But if there was riding time, Thomas would have had that. He was on top the entire second period. We'll see what Baker can do here in the third. It looks like Baker is giving up the bottom to go neutral, try to get a takedown. It's 1-0 in favor of Thomas from Burrell over Baker of Burgettstown. After that neutral start, and Baker takes a shot, and he's got that leg in tight. But can Thomas let go of that arm? We don't know. Oh, Baker's in a tough spot right now. Still neutral. Nobody, not neutral, but no one has advantage here. Baker's got to pop that head out if he's going to get this takedown. He's got it in tight, but Thomas is making it nearly impossible on him. They're back up on their feet. Thomas has a cradle lock. Baker has a leg lock. No one has control right now. Still 1-0 in favor of Thomas from that neutral start. But they gave Thomas from Burrell those three back points. They must have said he had the advantage. And he is up now 4-0 over Baker of Burgettstown. Baker's going to have to get a roll on, get that head popped out. But again, Thomas is not making it easy. Right on the edge of the mat, stalemate. They'll go back to center. Over here on mat number four, we're still tied up.
Ball at 2:35 for Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley to get the win over Raiden Thomas of Valley at 121 pounds. And coming up on mat number one, Blake Jamison of McGuffey and Evan Lasowski of Penns Valley. They're scoreless 15 seconds in.
Right now on mat number four, we have Cameron Eiler from Fort Cherry taking on Camden Beatty from Mount Union. Beatty up 6-2 right now, just at the end of that third period.
And a takedown for Lasowski of Penns Valley on Blake Jamison of McGuffey. 3-0. Jamison now in a hole.
Baker getting back points ticked off against him here from Thomas, the man from Burrell. Belly's out, but Thomas just has total control with those legs, making it impossible for Baker to establish a base here.
Coming up on mat number two at 121 pounds, we'll have Brock McClure of Bentworth and Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Forward. End of the first period. Blake Jamison of McGuffey trailing Evan Lazowski 3-0. Start the second period, and they'll start it with Jamison on top.
Right now, Camden Beatty from Mount Union up 6-2, getting back points over Cameron Eiler from Fort Cherry. Trying to run those legs around, but Eiler's not making it easy on him, but that cannot feel good. Over here on mat number three, we have Carl Thomas defeating Carter Baker from Burgettstown by a score of 4-0 at the end of that third. Full match there. That man from Burl just had those legs in and did not let Carter Baker get anything going.
So in the consolations at 107 pounds, Braden Hanning still alive from Jefferson Morgan. Carter Baker has been eliminated at 114 pounds. Jamison on the mat right now, still alive, but trailing Evan Lazowski of Penns Valley 7-0. Caleb Delaney of Jefferson and Bobby Lemley of Bentworth have both been eliminated.
Over on mat number three in 114-pound consolation, Ty Corey of Bald Eagle area taking on Santonio DiPaolo from Forest Hills.
And now Brock McClure trailing quickly Preston Bubash 6-1 at the end of the first period. Bubash got the takedown, let McClure escape, then got a second takedown, and he has a five-point advantage going in to the second period. And now Jamison in some trouble for McGuffey. Back points coming for Evan Lazowski. Four of them already leading 7-0. That'll make it 11-0. They haven't awarded them yet. Still holding them as trying to get Jamison back to the mat again is Lazowski. And Lazowski comes up on top. And still holding those back points. They haven't been put on the scoreboard yet. Official holding four down. And there it is. There's the four. Jamison trailing now 11-0 to Evan Lazowski of Penns Valley. An escape by Brock McClure. Preston Bubash, though, with some back points. It's 10-2.
Over on mat number four, Cameron Eiler in some trouble here, down 16-3 to Cameron Beatty of Mount Union with 7 ticks left in this second period. He can't get turned here because if he does, this match will be over. But he's holding in tight, not letting it happen, and that brings into that second period. And they'll go back to the center.
Another takedown here for Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Forward. Just putting on a clinic against Brock McClure of Bentworth. Bubash was the WPIL champion and is taking care of business. Another takedown. It's 16-3. End of the second period for Blake Jamison and McGuffey. He trails Evan Lazowski of Penns Valley 11-0. Another takedown, and it'll be a tech fall. Brock McClure of Bentworth at 121 pounds eliminated 19-4 by Preston Bubash. Time of the tech fall comes at just 1:59.
Over on mat number four, we've got Beatty leading 16-3 over Eiler, but right now Eiler in control of this match, has a tight waist right on the edge here, just trying anything he can to even up this score, potentially go for a fall, but it looks like they're going to be getting out of bounds right near the scorer's table, and they're going to be brought back to center. Over on mat number three, we have Santonio DiPaolo from Forest Hills leading 1-0 over Ty Corey of Bald Eagle area.
Final for Blake Jamison of McGuffey, a technical fall. He gets eliminated. Time of the tech fall comes at 3 minutes as there were four back points awaiting him there at the end of the second. Blake Jamison eliminated at 114 pounds and Brock McClure eliminated at 121, and you've got Cameron Eiler trailing pretty big.
Yeah, he's in a bad spot right now. It looks like Beatty, if he can just pull that around, he's going to get a reversal here, possibly. But, again, Eiler's not making it easy on him, not giving up here. A lot of respect for that young man to keep fighting down such a big margin here. But he keeps wrestling.
Second round of consolations this morning underway on the mats right now. 114, 121, and 127 pounds all across the board. On mat number one, Carson Mowry of Central Valley trailing Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg Osceola 121. That's at 121 pounds at the end of the first period. And on mat number two at 127 pounds, Caden Husick of Tussie Mountain has a 3-0 lead on Joel Morris of Central Valley.
Eiler gives up the escape here to Beatty, bringing it 17-3. with 30 seconds left. Eiler still trying to get that shot in. He's got to be careful. Right on the edge of the mat, and they're going to bring him back to center.
I said Central Valley. It's just Central, by the way.
Yep, just Central.
It's not Central Valley from Beaver County.
Nope. Over on mat number three, we got injury time to DePaulo, who's up 4-0 to Corey from Bald Eagle area. Eiler getting everything he can, but he's going to get taken down and pinned right on the edge of the mat. Not that it would matter because that takedown would have ended the match anyways, but Eiler gives up that quick pin after the takedown, and he will drop from Fort Terry.
So, just recapping here, in the consolations this morning at 107 pounds, Braden Hanning, the only one to advance to the next round of consolations that will run and coincide with the semifinals. He's got a shot to make it to Hershey Steel, still. Eliminated at 107 is Carter Baker. All three local wrestlers at 114 pounds have been eliminated this morning in consolations. That's Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, Bobby Lemley of Bentworth, and Blake Jamison of McGuffey. At 121 pounds, both wrestlers locally have been eliminated from competition in consolations, Brock McClure of Bentworth and Cameron Eiler of Fort Cherry. We go to 127 pounds, still alive in consolations here this morning, Clayton Ely of McGuffey, Shane Cronin of Beth Center, and Daniel Smith of Burgettstown.
Right now we got Shane Cronin and Clayton Ely on mat number four. Cronin
wrestling
from Beth
each
Center,
other.
Yep. Ely from McGuffey. These gentlemen see each other a lot. Ely got a takedown right on the edge of the mat, went up 3-0, 24 seconds left in this match. Right now Ely controls on top, trying to get the underhooks in, reaching across for that bottom wrist as Cronin tries to get up to his feet, but he is brought down hard by Ely. Ely gets the underhook in. This could be trouble for Cronin. Ely's running around the head, ticking back points off. He's parallel right now. Stalemate, not stalemate, end of that first period. But Ely will get back points from McGuffey, go up 5-0 going into the second over Cronin from Beth Center.
Ely won his first bout before losing yesterday and dropping to consolations, where Cronin had lost his first bout yesterday and didn't wrestle until this morning.
Right now, Cronin has the leg of Ely, but Ely hips down, trying to work that wizard to work back around the side, and he does, gets the takedown, will go up, well, gets the reversal, not the takedown, go up 7-0 with 1:41 left in this second period. Right now, Ely's trying to control that arm, get the underhook. Right now, Cronin has a good post on that right arm. You got to make it hard for Ely, but if Ely can get these hips around, and he can, but he can't get the back points because Cronin rolls through. But right now, Cronin looking for a reversal on Ely, but Ely's got that back ankle, but he gets that reversal, gives it up. Right now, Cronin 7-2 picks up those 2 points on the reversal. Right now, no one really has control in this match. Ely with those early points, that early takedown right on the edge, helping him tremendously right now. Right now, Cronin has that ankle, has that waist. Ely can't really do much, can't get up to a base. He's got that left leg, does Cronin, and it's a stalemate, and they're going to bring him back.
Other scores on the mat right now on mat number one at 133 pounds. All of this in consolation. Ace Foster of Phillipsburg Osceola has a 6-1 lead on Eli Mullen of North Star. On mat number two, Caden Husick of Tussie Mountain has an 8-0 lead on Joel Morris of Central at 127 pounds. Winner on mat number three, Santino DiPaolo, Forest Hills, 7-0 over Ty Corey of Bald Eagle. Danny Smith from Burgettstown will be coming up on that mat here in a minute. And Mike's got Clayton Ely and Shane Cronin on mat four.
Yep, Clayton Ely right now still up at 7-2. The man from McGuffey over Cronin of Beth Center. Right now, Cronin looks like he's got that leg, trying to work Ely back down to the mat. Ely's going to try to put a crossface in underneath to break off those arms. We'll see what he can do, but he has to post up or he's going to get taken back down to the mat here. Cronin trying to pop his head out by running around, and does. Right now, Cronin on his butt, or Ely on his butt. Cronin working around, gets Ely back flat to the mat. See what we can do from here.
Danny Smith of Burgettstown now up on mat number three, gives up an early takedown. Owen Luholz of Westmont Hilltop with the early 3-0 lead.
End of the second period, going into the third on mat number four. Clayton Ely up 7-2 over Shane Cronin of Best Center.
Final on mat number two, winner by Tech Fall, Caden Husick of Tussie Mountain over Joel Morris of Central at 127 pounds. And now up on mat number one, Mason Wright of Beth Center with a 3-0 lead on Carter Kozalek of Bedford.
Right now up on mat number three, looks like Danny Smith from Burgettstown down 7-0 against Owen Luholz of Westmont Hilltop. Over on mat number four, Clayton Ely in control on top, trying to work that underhook, trying to get that half in.
End of the first period, Mason Wright leading 3-0. Start this second period neutral.
Cronin, if he can get that leg out and run it on the side, he's going to get a reversal here. Ely belly down. No reversal given yet. And there it is. Reversal to Cronin from Best Center brings the score 7-4 with a minute five left in this match. It's getting tighter and tighter. Ely has that left arm of Cronin, making it difficult for him to do anything, but he's going to have to work, or they're going to work a stalling here. But no, they call stalemate instead and bringing him back to neutral.
Mason Wright gets another takedown. The Best Center wrestler, the Bulldog, with a 6-0 lead over Carter Kozalek of Bedford now. And back points coming, looking for the fall. And I think he got it.
Yep, he got it.
Mason Wright of Beth Center with a fall in a minute 40 seconds. He advances into Consies. Mason Wright still with a chance to get to Hershey.
Looks like Ely got an escape point. So he's up 8-4 with 45 ticks left on this clock. Over on mat number three, Luholz firmly in control of Westmont Hilltop over Danny Smith of Burgettstown, 11-3 with a minute nine left in that second period. Right now, Cronin working hard on top. And he gets that three-point takedown, brings it 8-7 with 30 seconds left. Let's see what gets going. Ely trying to work back around. And they're out of bounds, but not before Ely gets that brought back to neutral point. He goes up 9-7 with 20 ticks left.
Nice takedown by Danny Smith, still trailing the Westmont Hilltop wrestler 12-8.
But he sure did tighten it up. That was starting to get out of hand, but he's bringing it back. Right now, no one on mat number four really in control. They're really tight. You got Cronin with the leg. You got Ely with the tight waist. Is something going to give here if Cronin can get this reversal here? Oh, and time runs out on Cronin of Best Center as he drops a decision to Clayton Ely from McGuffey, who will move on.
Great bout there between two local foes. Shane Cronin gave it his best there, but falls. Danny Smith now trailing 13-8, escape awarded to Luholz. How are we saying that? We got to figure out how to say that.
I'm going to just say Luholz. I'm going to say the D is silent.
I like your thinking. Didn't get pronunciation on that one. Westmont Hilltop wrestler.
Yeah, I need to know the country of origin before I start making those decisions.
Mat number one, Tyler Phillips of Marion Center and Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge. Those two scoreless at 139 pounds. And on mat number two, Griffin Tinsman of Marion Center just got pinned by Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley. Time of that fall comes at 220 at 133 pounds.
Over on mat number three, we're still in the 127-pound weight class consolation round two. Danny Smith from Burgettstown getting inched away little by little here as time ticks, 14-8 under Luholz from Westmont Hilltop. But he's still working. We'll see if he can try to work a takedown here. Right now, there really no one has control. Smith trying to roll around, has the ankle, has the wrist. We'll see what he can do with it. Can he get this takedown right on the edge of the mat? We will see. He's trying to keep that toe in, but he's got to be careful here. He needs to go out of bounds, and he does. And they'll bring him back to neutral with a minute 16 left in that match between Luholz of Westmont Hilltop and Smith of Burgettstown. Over on mat number four, we're at bout number 246 in the 127-pound second-round consolation. Logan Moss of Forest Hills taking on Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley.
Camden Olson of Derry now up on mat number two, taking on Hayden Schrittnatter of Central Cambria. That's a 3-0 lead for Olson at 133 pounds. All of this consolations this morning. get into semifinals in the next round of consolations. It'll start around 12:15, but we've been a little ahead of schedule.
We have been ahead of schedule. I think on mat 3 and 4, I think we've had two matches go the distance. That's about it. Over on mat number 3, get a takedown. Bluehouse over Smith from Burgettstown, extending that lead out to 9. It's 17-8 with 37 seconds left. But Smith keeps on wrestling. He's trying to get work up to a base here, but Bluehouse is just keeping the pressure on, making it difficult for him. Bluehouse has toes dug into the ground, shoulders dug into the back of Smith's shoulders, and it's just going to be hard in these last 23 seconds for Smith to try to work anything. He's going to have a little bit of lady luck on his side. Smith works up to his feet, but Bluehouse is going to be content just pushing him out before he can give up any points. 10 seconds left in the bout, 17-8, Bluehouse over Smith. Over on mat 4, we have Lucas Smith from Berlin Brothers Valley leading 4-0 over Logan Moss of Forest Hills. Wrestlers on mat number 4 out of bounds, still 4-0, Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley over the man from Forest Hills, Moss. 9 seconds left in Danny Smith bout, senior from Burgettstown, taking on the junior of Westmont Hilltop. 2 seconds, he gets the escape point and is trying to get after him, but cannot. Too little, too late for Danny Smith from Burgettstown as he drops the decision 17-9 to Owen Bluehouse of Westmont Hilltop.
Starting the third period on mat number 1, Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge has a 4-1 lead on Tyler Phillips of Marion Center. Caleb Patton will be up on mat number 1 next. We'll step aside and bring that bout to you in just a minute at 145 pounds here on greensports.net and WJPA.
I'm Mia Hinkins. Welcome to Buell Hall, home of Waynesburg University's Department of Communication. If you visit our campus, you'll have the opportunity to attend some comm classes, enjoy lunch with our students, and watch us in action. We hope to see you here soon at Waynesburg University.
To schedule your personal visit, go to waynesburg.edu/admissions/schedule-visit. Come grow with us at Waynesburg University.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge, a winner over Tyler Phillips of Marion Center, 12-3. And now coming up on mat number 1, Caleb Patton of Wash High taking on Hillenbrand of Everett. On mat number 2, Camden Olson of Derry has a 12-0 lead on Hayden Strittmatter of Central Cambria at 133 pounds. That's with just 25 seconds left remaining in the third period.
Over on mat number 3, we have Austin Bernash of Chestnut Ridge leading 3-0 over Yusuf Betts of Valley. And on mat number 4, we just finished up Lucas Smith. Decision over Logan Moss from Forest Hills, Lucas Smith being from Berlin Brothers Valley.
So Caleb Patton out here with Camden Hillenbrand of Everett. 37 seconds remaining in this first period, and a takedown for Patton. Finished it off just before he went out of bounds and goes up 3-0.
Over on mat number four, Michael McNeil from Derry area taking on Jacob Stewart from Burrell. Tied up 0-0 with about 20 left in that first period.
Derry's Camden Olsen, a winner 12-0 over Strip Matter of Central Cambry at 133 pounds. This is the second round of consolations here this morning. Just three wrestlers have moved on so far in this consolation round from Washington and Greene counties, as we're now at 145 pounds, 133 and 139 also on the mats.
Over on mat number three, Austin Bernash keeping that lead 3-0 over Yusuf Betts out of Valley. And over on mat number four, we're still tied up with 8 seconds left in that first period, 0-0.
End of the first period, Caleb Patton of Washi with a 3-0 lead over Candon Hillenbrand of Everett. This is at 145 pounds. Wolf of McGuffey will be up at 145 pounds on mat one right after this. Patton will start this second period on the bottom with this 3-0 lead.
Score update on mat number three. Austin Bernash goes up 4-0 from Chestnut Ridge over Yusuf Betts from Valley. Still tied up 0-0 on mat number four, Jacob Stewart and Michael McNeil.
Now up on mat number two, William McNeil of Derry and Ethan Bosco at 145 pounds. Bosco of Central Valley.
Yeah, I'd have to say their families having to split their eyes right now because we have two McNeils from Derry on the mat.
On mat two and four. Reversal there as they went out of bounds, I believe. Did they give the reversal to Patton? And now coaches want to ask some questions here. They give near fall. They give near fall to Hillenbrand? Or did he say reversal? And coaches want to talk about it here. And they took two off the board. Yeah, there it is. They did give a reversal. They had put the wrong points on the board. Caleb Patton does get that reversal. As they were going out of bounds, 5-0. Caleb Patton of Wash High now has the lead over Hillenbrand of Everett. They go back to action here. Patton wraps his legs around Hillenbrand. As Hillenbrand face down on the mat, Hillenbrand trying to get out from underneath it.
Right now, Patton's a little high. Hillenbrand get up to a base and shake him down. Patton might be in trouble, but he's got him in tight.
And not letting Hillenbrand do much of anything. Minute to go, second period.
He just gets into a better position over on mat four. We're 2-1 in favor of McNeil from Derry over Stewart.
Back points for William McNeil of Derry on mat number two over Ethan Bosco of Central Valley.
Over on mat number three, Austin Bernash, sophomore from Chestnut Ridge, up 4-0 over Yusuf Betts of Valley.
Patton gets Hillenbrand to his back. Couple of back points coming, couple of swipes. He flips back over, but four back points for Caleb Patton. He goes up 9-0. Twenty seconds remaining in the second period for Caleb Patton with a big lead.
He's got that underhook in, working on the edge of the mat here.
Yep, comes right to the edge of the mat and goes out of bounds with 9 seconds remaining in the second period.
They got so much room back there, you'd think they'd move those tables back so there wouldn't be any issues.
Yeah, those media tables right up there on the edge of the mat.
We're
up high. We come up here. I mean, I don't know how you can work down there and see everything that's happening when you're mat. There's four mats here. We're going to be up high so you can see what's happening.
Very spacious gym out here in Altoona.
Oh, boy, Caleb Patton might give up a reversal here. End of the period, and they do not give it up.
Nope. Had that head, wouldn't let him pop it out. Didn't give it to him.
Oh, he was close. 9-0.
They're going to talk about it, but right decision was made.
Almost gave up the reversal there at the end. Neutral to start the third period. Caleb Patton with a 9-0 lead.
On mat three, Yusuf Betzram Valley, seconds away, about 30 seconds away, down 4-0 from Austin Bernash of Chestnut Ridge. Over on mat number four, we're all tied up 2-2 between McNeil from Derry and Stewart from Burrell.
Hillenbrand took a shot at the leg, and Patton, nice job to get around it and gets the takedown. 12-0. Caleb Patton of Wash High now with the lead. Has that head.
Oh, he has to keep the head. Oh, he let it go.
Let the head go in a reversal for Hillenbrand.
Still up by 10, but we can't get sloppy here.
Hillenbrand has to let him up. I mean, you're down by 10. Lets him up, and now we'll take a shot.
minute 25 left. They're going to have to wrestle. They're going to start dishing out stalling points.
Escape for Patton, 13-2. And Patton again tries to get up behind and he'll get another takedown and takes Hillenbrand over. 16-2, now the lead for Caleb Patton.
He needs to try to work a tilt here and just put this match away because his opponent has a head full of fire, head full of steam, and is really trying to push it.
Emmett Wolf coming up on this mat next for McGuffey.
Looks like mat number three is going to come to a conclusion with the winner, Austin Bernash, 7-0 from Chestnut Ridge over Yusuf Betts of Valley.
Final 45 seconds here. Could put it away if he could get Hillenbrand over. Get some back points.
McNeil from Derry and Stewart from Burrow on mat four still tied up 0-0 in the third with a minute left. And this is a tight matchup there.
The other McNeil taking care of business. William McNeil from Derry at 145 pounds has an 11-2 lead on Bosco of Central Valley with 45 seconds left on mat number two. Patton still trying to rock Hillenbrand back over, trying to run through it, use those legs to push him. They get towards the edge of the mat, and they'll go out of bounds. 13 seconds remaining in the third period. Caleb Patton in control from Washeye.
Over on mat number four, we're still tied up 0-0. They're going to call a stalemate, bring him back to center. They want this action to keep moving. That's a great matchup there on mat number four.
Caution on Hillenbrand here with 13 seconds to go.
Over in mat number three, we've got Brady Mihalka from the Shannon Valley taking on Aiden Sotler from Claysburg Kimmel. Tied up 0-0 halfway through that first period.
Final 5 seconds. Caleb Patton of Washeye, a winner. 16-2 major decision over Caden Hillenbrand of Everett. Caleb Patton's shot at Hershey still alive here in the consolations.
He had to work for that one. His opponent had a head of steam and was really, really pushing the envelope, but he earned that victory the whole way.
Mat number two, final 10 seconds here. William McNeil of Derry at 145 pounds with a big 11-3 lead over Ethan Bosco of Central Valley. Bosco will get a late takedown. That won't be enough. 11-6 the final. William McNeil, a winner at 145 pounds of Derry.
Final 3 seconds up here on mat four. Michael McNeil and Jacob Stewart from Burrell. McNeil from Derry, they're going in to sudden victory. Let's see what can happen here.
And now up on mat number one, again, this is in consolations. We'll have Emmett Wolf of McGuffey, the WPIL runner-up. With Patton already advancing at 145, Emmett Wolf now will try to do the same. Julian Bertuzzi of Burrell is his opponent, and Bertuzzi gets a one-point escape.
I tell you, that referee up on mat four, he's keeping this action moving. They could be on their feet, tied up, and he's going to call him for stalemate back and forth. Did they just give a stalling?
Yeah, stall call.
Stalling in the sudden victory.
Oh, wow.
The stalling in the southern, in the sudden victory. Michael McNeil from Derry area will win on a stalling call over Jacob Stewart from Burrell.
Get it however you can. Emmett Wolf has tied the bout up at one apiece.
Yeah, that referee was consistent. He was keeping things moving. He wasn't taking any downtime at all. He wanted some wrestling to happen, and he got it. Tough way to end the match, though.
I might have said an escape at 2 penalty points. Penalty point awarded to Wolf and a penalty point awarded to Bertuzzi of Burrell. So they're tied at one at the end of the first period. Up now on mat number two, Logan Noyes of Burkittstown. And he's going to work here in the first period on Sawyer Federoff of Penns Valley at 152 pounds. Noyes with a takedown and back points has a 7-0 lead at the end of the first. Now, they have taken a penalty point, I believe, away from... Oh, it was two. It was an unsportsmanlike conduct on Emmett Wolf. We're fixing the score over here. It was penalty point. The scoreboard said 1 penalty point apiece. And now it's 2 penalty points against Wolf. So it's 2-0 Bertuzzi to start the second period here at 145 pounds.
Wow, I didn't even see that one, but that's a tough break for Wolf.
I wonder why they hadn't started yet. Officials were discussing. They went over to the scorer's table, talked to the coaches, but an unsportsmanlike penalty against Emmett Wolf.
Well, he's getting after it now. He's not happy about that unsportsmanlike, and he's trying to push the envelope. Hopefully that can mean something here.
Logan Noyes of Burgettstown up on mat number two. They start the second period. Still leading 7-0 is Noyes.
Over on mat number four, we have Ethan Gilby from Glendale taking on Brennan Shart from Myersdale. Tied up 0-0 going into the end of the first period, but they got a takedown. Who got that takedown? Looks like Brennan Shart from Myersdale got that last second takedown at the end of that first period. Goes up 3-0 over Gilby from Glendale.
Now a takedown for Pertusi of Burl. Now has a 5-0 lead on Emmett Wolf.
Over here on mat number three, looks like Mahalko from Moshannon Valley up 6-0 with a minute 40 left in this match over Aiden Sola from Claysburg Kimmel. 3-1 up here on mat four in favor of Brandon Shart from Myersdale. Gives up the escape.
1:03 remaining, second period. Logan Noyes of Burkittstown leading 7-0 still over Sawyer Federoff of Penns Valley. This is at 152 pounds.
Minute 23 up here on mat number three. Mahalko 7-3 from the Shannon Valley over Sotwa from Claysburg Kimmel.
Now a point finally awarded to Emmett Wolf. Now it's 5-1. Has he got an escape?
Looks like there's some blood on the mat down here on mat number one. Boy from McGuffey pointed it out. They're going to need to get things cleaned up down there. Over on mat number four, you got a minute 10 left in that second period. Brennan Shart from Myersdale up 3-1 over Ethan Gilby from Glendale. Over here on mat number three, getting closer, 8-6, still Mahalko. Mahalko from the Shannon Valley over Sutler of Claysburg Kimmel, but the wrestling continues.
Mat number two, they go out of bounds. Logan Noyes of Burgettstown, still trailing 7-0, has spent this entire second period on the bottom, 41 seconds remaining there. We've got cleanup for some bodily fluid on mat number one as Bertuzzi of Burl still leads Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. Losers in this round are eliminated. Winners are just one win away, but they'll have two shots to make Hershey.
Solar coming back in this match, now up 9-8 over Mahalko from the Shonan Valley. Solar from Claysburg Kimmel. And he's got four back points down. Is he going to put them up? Yep, he gives the four back points near fall to Solar from Claysburg Kimmel, and he's going ahead 13-8 after trailing this entire match. Over here on mat number four, we have Ethan Gilby from Glendale taking on Brendan Shart right now. Gilby with a small.
There was a takedown here by Burl. Did they get it in before? They did. They award Julian Bertuzzi the takedown right at the buzzer. And the Burl wrestler takes an 8-1 lead on Emmett Wolf of McGuffey.
Not just at the buzzer, but at the edge of the mat, too. That's a double whammy against the boy from McGuffey.
End of the second period on mat two. Logan Noyes of Burgettstown with a 7-0 lead over Sawyer Federoff of Penns Valley. Escape point to Bertuzzi of Burl at 145 pounds. And another takedown of Emmett Wolf. And Wolf goes to his back. Back points coming. Going to be a tech fall here anyway. Four back points awarded, and Emmett Wolf of McGuffey eliminated at 145 pounds. Tech fall for Julian Bertuzzi of Burl. Time of that tech fall comes at 3:18.
Solar up there on mat three gets the decision from Glazberg Kimmel over Mahalko from the Shannon Valley after coming back late in that match. Now up on mat number three, we have Logan Krull from Avonworth taking on Liam Jones from Burl. Freshman versus sophomore matchup here. Over on mat number four, we have Ethan Gilby trailing 5-4 from Glendale, from Brennan Shart from Myersdale. Myersdale ahead 5-4 here and in control of this match, those legs in tight. Gilby can't even get his knees on the ground. He's constricted so hard there. But Shart's going to have to work something here. They're going to be moving him back to neutral. Now, two referees ago, they would have been back standing up on their feet from a stalemate.
Takedown for Sawyer Federoff, but another one for Logan Noyes. It's 11-3 for Noyes of Burgettstown right now. And Victor Bonus of McGuffey will come up on mat number one.
Ooh. Almost subject to a fireman's carry there.
Taking on Tristan Torkowitz of Mount Pleasant at 152 pounds. Bonus rolls Torkowitz over. A takedown, some back points coming, a couple of swipes. Torkowitz down on the mat, rolls up on his shoulder, trying to stay alive. Bonus trying to drive him in, back into the mat.
Bonus has every point of pressure on this man that you could imagine, but he is contorted in such a way that he's just not letting himself get pinned. But he's got that leg, and he might get it.
Victor Bonus in consolations at 152 pounds. Finished third in the WPIL last weekend. Looking for the fall. He's got to be close. He's got to drive those legs a little bit more.
Push it.
Final 10 seconds of the first period. Can he get the fall here? Already leading 3-0. Four back points coming. Can he get the fall?
He's just too high over, Nate. I don't think they're going to give it to him.
Nope. End of the period. 7-0, Victor Bonus. And over on mat number two, Logan Noyes of Burgistown finishes off Federoff of Penns Valley. And Logan Noyes advances at 152 pounds.
Over on mat number four, Shart from Myersdale picks up the decision over Ethan Gilby from Glendale. Finishing up his year and career, unfortunately, that senior. Still on mat number three, we've got Logan Krull from Avonworth taking on Liam Jones from Burrell. Burrell up 1-0 with 57 left in this second period. Now over on mat number four, we've got Ryder Smith from Junietta taking on Dawson Schaefer from Berlin Brothers Valley.
We begin this second period. Victor Bonus allows Torkowitz an escape, so it's 7-1. Bonus looking for a shot here, trying to go back in on Torkowitz. 1:33 remaining in the second period. Bonus still hasn't taken a shot as Torkowitz has gone a little bit on the offensive.
Jones from Burrell goes up 1-0 over Logan Krull from Avonworth up here on that.
Shot team. By Bonus, and Bonus takes Torkowitz over again. Another takedown. Torkowitz gets back to his belly. 10-1, Victor Bonus of McGuffey now with the advantage. 1:10 to go second period.
We've got some McGuffey fans over here. All right, as I looked over there, right, I saw a big collection of Parlor donuts, Nate. Man, those look fantastic.
Those really, wow. Grabbed my attention, sir.
Yeah, where can we get those?
And so is Victor Bonus as again he rolls Torkowitz back over. Back points coming for Victor Bonus. Can he get the fall here?
Oh, no, slipped through.
And again, gets back on top, and a few more back points coming. It's 14-1. Bonus in control for McGuffey.
Still 0-0 up here on mat four going into the second period. Dawson Schaefer from Berlin Brothers Valley taking on Ryder Smith of Junietta. On mat number three, 1-0 in favor of Liam Jones from Burrell over Logan Krull from Avonworth, 15 seconds into this third period. That match is about to excite up. Those boys are getting it.
Caution here on Torkowitz. Bonus, a few more back points from a tech fall, 14-1.
Matt Four, Schaefer from Berlin Brothers Valley going up 2-0 over Ryder Smith from Junietta.
Torkowitz gets up to his feet, runs out of bounds, and is that a stalling call on Bonus?
Whew.
30 seconds to go in this second period.
Stalemate up on Matt Three, bringing him back to center. 1:08 left in that bout.
Bonus lets Torkowitz go. Cuts him loose, 14-2. Bonus now takes a shot in on a single leg. Will dump Torkowitz back down to the mat. Oh, he got to finish this.
There
he does.
Yep.
And there's the tech fall.
Match over.
17-2. Victor Bonus with a tech fall. He advances in the consolation bracket. Time of the tech fall comes at 2:45. Bonus a winner at 1:52. So two local guys through in the Consi brackets to the Consi quarterfinals at 152 pounds.
That was a good showing there by Mr. Bonus. That'll springboard him into the next round. Over here on mat number four, we got a mean crossface in. We have Dawson Schaefer from Berlin Brothers up 9-1, but they're going to get it potentially dangerous as that crossface went just a little low around that neck.
And we'll have the Jacob Sample of West Branch and Matt Dana of Quaker Valley coming up at 160. We'll step aside here. We still have some more consolation action coming up at 160 pounds, 189, 215, and 285. You're listening to the PIAA 2A Southwest Regional from Altoona on greensports.net and WJPA.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
All right, Owen Ivsic of Bentworth is out on the mat here in the consolation bracket. Mike, you've got the call.
Yep, absolutely. Owen Ivsic down 3-2 to Antonio Perkins from Burrell at the end of this first period here. Ivsic will take down. Perkins will take top. He'll take his spot, see what Ivsic tries to do. Tries to get right to his feet and does, and is cut loose by Perkins from Burrell. Brought back to center, tied up 3-3 with seven ticks gone in this second period. Just sizing each other up, trying to gain control. Ivsic circles around. Perkins tries to go in for a shot, doesn't get it. Ivsic circles around, nothing going here. Ivsic, oh, finally given those points, goes up 6-3. No, he called it off. It's going to stay 3-3, but Ivsic shoots back in. Let's see if he can get a takedown here. Right on the edge of the mat. And he pops his head out, and he does. They finally give those 3 points to Owen Ivsic. Goes up 6-3 with a minute 20 left in the second period. Perkins out of Burrell, bellies out. Right now he's posted up pretty hard. Owen Ivsic with head in the shoulder trying to break him down, but can't. Hitting this crossface. Ivsic's good at that. Hard-nosed boy out there from Bentworth. Got the tight waist in, and it is tight, folks. Trying to break down that left post that Perkins has established from Burrell. Ivsic up 6-3 with 55 ticks left in the second. Nothing going right now. Ivsic has that underhook. He's trying to bring Perkins back into the mat here so he can run around that head. We'll see what happens. Ivsic has the underhook on the left. Trying to maintain, get wrist control of the right. Perkins flat on his belly. Ivsic trying to work something here over top. And if he can run this left arm right around that head, that's not going to feel good for Perkins. But Perkins is doing the right thing, trying to keep that armpit down. But Ivsic is just too strong, and he's going to give up. Oh, no, he's not going to give up back points. Perkins posted on that head, and they're going to go out of bounds. 20 seconds left in this second period with the score in favor of Ivsic from Bentworth, 6-3 over Perkins from Burrell.
Other action on mat number two, Nate Mack of Penn Cambria has an 8-0 lead on Braxton Carr of Laurel. That's at 160 pounds.
Perkins from Burrell gets to his feet. Ivsic trying to pull him back down, but cuts him loose. Takes it 6-4 with 10 ticks left in this second period. Sizing each other up, they both might just be content going into the third. Ivsic feigns a shot. And that'll bring an end to that second with the score 6-4 in favor of the man from Bentworth.
Mat number one, Ben Catullo of Burrell with a 3-0 lead on Jonah Bosch of Beaver County Christian at 172 pounds. Back points coming for Nate Mack of Penn Cambria. He has a 12-0 lead on Braxton Carr of Laurel. And up now on mat number four, Tanner Flickinger of River Valley and Carter Durst of Berlin Brothers Valley. They're scoreless at 172 pounds. Other finals that we had as well in consolation action, Schaefer of Berlin Brothers Valley, a major decision over Smith of Juniata, 15-1. And Jones of Burrell with a decision 4-0 over Kuhl of Avonworth.
Perkins tried to get over that for cement mixer on Ivsic, but Ivsic's just too strong. Perkins trying to get this takedown, but they're still neutral. Ivsic has that whizzer, and if he can keep that, then it's not going to be a takedown here. But if he can hold that and run those legs around, he can get a takedown himself. Right now, no one has control, no control. Perkins has the leg, Ivsic has the arm, and he is wrenching on that arm. That can't feel good. Yep, they're going to call potentially dangerous there. And they're going to bring him back. Ivsic wearing down those joints of Perkins from Burrell. Winner of this round moves to the next round. Loser drops out. 4-6, 55 seconds. Ivsic feigns a shot, doesn't get it. Perkins feigns a shot, doesn't get it. Ivsic gets real deep in Owens, got both legs, and he puts him up and puts him down. Ivsic's going to get the takedown. Can he get back points here? He's got both legs of Perkins from Burrell, and he's got him in a bad place. He gets two ticks, three ticks. Ivsic's getting the back points right now. Can he get him flat? I think he's a little too far over top to make that pin happen, but he has the back points up currently 9-4 with those 4 points still down. What can Ivsic do from here, and can Perkins from Burrell rebound? Oh, Ivsic sinking him in. He's on the side, sinking in. Perkins from Burrell posting on that head. What are they going to do here? And it's a pin! Ivsic from Bentworth over Anthony Perkins in the third period with 10 seconds left, and Ivsic will move on.
And at 160 pounds, Garrett Newman of McGuffey's. We're seeing him for the first time today. Now on mat number two, they begin the second period neutral. He is scoreless with Mason Van Allman from Tyrone. Nice job by Owen Ivsic to get that fall late. Ivsic, a win away from Hershey.
Over on mat number four, we're on about 271 in the 189-pound consolations. Colton Chapman from Phillips, Venezuela, taking on Casey Yoder of North Star. Yoder with the early three-point lead about three-quarter of the way through that first period.
Newman and Van Allman, each of them have a leg. No one with control. Trying to get the cradle was Newman there for a second, and he'll get the takedown. Newman gets control of McGuffey and goes up 3-0 on Mason Van Allman.
Over on mat number three, we've got Dominic Willis from Worrell taking on Rowan McLean Hartman out of Mount Union.
Mat number one, end of the second period. Ben Catullo of Burrell has a 7-0 lead on Jonah Bosch of Beaver County Christian. Make it 11-0 as near fall awarded there at the end of the period. Archie will be up on that mat of Burgettstown next as Garrett Newman continues to hold on to a 3-0 lead over Mason Van Allman of Tyrone. 40 seconds remaining, second period.
Going into the second period on mat four, 3-0 still in favor of Casey Yoder of North Star over Colton Chapman of Phillipsburg, Osceola. Mat number three, Rowan McLean Hartman out of Mount Union, up 3-0 right at the end of that first period over Dominic Willis of Laurel.
Van Allman fighting off Newman with everything he's got. 15 seconds remaining in this second period. Newman needs to drive those legs. Trying to use the head now. We'll try to roll Van Allman over, and unfortunately, Van Allman. Oh, look at this. They go out of bounds. Oh. Looked like Van Allman was going to get Newman down on the mat and reverse that, and then Newman kept rolling through it and got Van Allman down to the mat.
Yeah, there was a point there where about four shoulder blades were on the mat, two from each person there as they rolled out.
They both go out of bounds, and that stops the clock with 5 seconds remaining in this second period. They'll go back to the center of the mat, and they'll start this third period with Garrett Newman leading 3-0.
Over here on mat number four, bout number 271, we have Casey Yoder from North Star extending his lead just a little bit, getting the escape there out of this second period up 4-0.
That was dangerous there for Garrett Newman.
Oh, it absolutely was. Yeah, he's lucky he was on the edge of the mat, but he ended up on top, but still out. over on mat number three, Rowan McLean Hartman of Mount Union up 4-0 on Dominic Willis of Laurel in that second period about halfway through.
Garrett Newman starts this third period for McGuffey on the bottom. Van Allman.
Ooh, has those legs in tight.
Trying to work the half. And there's nothing Garrett Newman can do right now. I mean, he is flat down trying to kick the leg out. Rolls up on his left side. It's Van Allman trying to work that half. And a stall call on Newman.
Over on mat number three, McLean Hartman out of Mount Union extending his lead, getting the reversal in three back points there. Going up 9-0 in the second over the man from Laurel, Willis.
Have a final over on mat number one, Ben Catullo of Burl, a 13-1 winner over Jonah Bosch of Beaver County Christian at 172 pounds. Still at 160 pounds here. Third period, Garrett Newman of McGuffey leading 3-0. Started this period on the bottom, remains on the bottom, and now Van Allman's got the tilt for a moment. And nice job by Newman to get back over.
Yeah, Newman's got that leg. He's making it tough for Van Allman. Van Allman's really high right now. If he could shake him through, he might be able to pop that head out.
Final 35 seconds in this bout, and stalemate called.
Yep.
I'll go back to the middle.
Over there on mat number four, still 4-1 in favor of Casey Yoder. Colton Chapman from Phillipsburg, Osceola got that escape, but he's really having trouble up there. On mat number three, we're 11-0 in favor of McLean Hartman from Mount Union over Willis. Laurel, sorry about that.
Final 25 seconds, third period. Newman still on the bottom here. Mason Van Allman of Tyrone trying to roll Newman over. Back points coming. Oh, no. Garrett Newman in trouble. Has led this entire bout 3-0.
That cradle is in tight. Tight.
And
No. I can't believe he gave him that. He was hopping through. He must. Oh, man. That's a tough one for Newman to give up.
Van Allman gets the pin. Oh, my goodness. That pin comes at 4:52.
Wow.
Had the back points coming anyway, but Garrett Newman, who had led the entire bout, started that third period on the bottom, never was able to get up. And Van Allman had been working that half, and finally there at the end gets the cradle and pins Garrett Newman. And Newman eliminated from competition.
Over up on mat number four.
Oh, on mat number one, we hear the oohs and ahs. That's Shannon Archie. Shannon Archie from Burkittstown's in trouble. Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley. Heard the oohs and the ahs there.
Got the reversal.
Wow.
Given the back point. The clock ran out.
Yeah, end of the first period, 3-2. We were watching Garrett Newman give up that pin there at the end. Have a win, Casey Yoder of North Star over Colton Chapman of Phillipsburg there.
Yep. So Yoder leading that entire match was really putting it to Chapman.
So they gave Archie the back points. It's 6-3.
Yeah, sometimes the crowd tells us where we need to look because we saw people going crazy, diverted our eyes, and boom, we've got Burkittstown up on mat number one.
Shannon Archie with a 6-3 lead over Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley.
Up on mat number four, we have Jeremy Hashes from Central Cambria taking on Jaden Immler from Chestnut Ridge. Immler out to the early lead, 3-0.
And Archie will just give up the escape to begin this second period to Trey Dunlap.
We're going to get some injury time up here on mat four. The athletic trainer is being called over.
This is at 189 pounds. I don't know if we're going to take a break between the semifinals or not. I will tell you, they were not predicted to start until 12:15, but we're rolling right along here. 189, and now takedown for Trey Dunlap, and Shannon Archie's got his back on the mat. Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley is very close to the pin, and he's got it. Shannon Archie of Burkittstown pinned. Time of the fall comes at 1:34. Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley pins Shannon Archie of Burkittstown.
Over here on mat three, we've got Don Peruso from Huntington taking on Grayson Mala of Richland. The man from Richland up 1-0 in the second with a minute left. Bat number four, we're still on injury time. The young man's flat on his back. Looks like he's having some trouble breathing.
Well, coming up, we're going to have consolation. I believe the only consolation we'll have left is Joe Wilson at 285 pounds.
I don't want to seem too hyperbolic there. He's doing all right out there on Mount 4. He's just got a little back issue. Talking to the athletic trainers. Over on mat number three, still 1-0 in favor of Mallow over Caruso.
Now up on mat number one, Connor Ward of Westmont Hilltop and Tyson Grove of Everett. This is in the 215-pound consolation bout. On mat number two, Rocco Reifer of Moshannon Valley has a 1-0 lead on Grady Clark of Huntington. Nobody local on the mats right now. We'll step aside, take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll take a look at what we have left here in the consolations. It's PIAA Class 2A Southwest Regional Wrestling from Altoona on greensports.net and WJPA.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase fan uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, grill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Well, the Huntington fans around us are going crazy. They have two wrestlers on the mats right now. On mat number two, Rocco Reifer of Moshannon Valley is tied with Grady Clark of Huntington at 172 pounds at one apiece. That's with 1:13 remaining in the third period. On mat number one, Tyson Grove of Everett has a 6-0 lead on Connor Ward of Westmont Hilltop. That's at 215 pounds.
Over on mat number three, we've got Don Peruso of Huntington taking on Grayson Mallow. And it just looks like Mallow was too much for Peruso. Peruso from Huntington, Mallow from Richland, and Mallow will move on through the consolations.
So here's what we know so far from Washington and Greene counties. We have seven in the semifinals already that won both of their bouts yesterday. That's Lucas Barr of McGuffey at 133 pounds, Drake McClure of Bentworth, and Carter Cadis of Burgettstown at 139 pounds, Alec Palco of Jefferson Morgan at 160 pounds, Malachi Peak of Beth Center at 189 pounds, Noah Lehu of Beth Center at 215, and Colin White of West Green at 285 pounds. We also have seven wrestlers in the consolation quarterfinals that will run at the same time as the semis. That's Hanning of Jefferson at 107, Ely of McGuffey at 127, Wright of Beth Center at 139, Patton of Wash High at 145, Noyes of Burgettstown and Bonus of McGuffey at 152, and Owen Ibsick of Bentworth at 160 pounds. Still to wrestle here in the consolation second round here this morning. We're still waiting to see Joe Wilson of Wash High and Landon Heath of Jefferson Morgan, both of them at 285 pounds.
Over here on mat number four, we have Max McConville from United taking on Andrew Ryan from Mount Union. Right now, Ryan has a slim lead, 1-0, with 40 seconds left in the second. Over here on mat number three, we have Nolan Snyder from Northern Bedford taking on Caleb Snyder from Myersdale. Same last name, spelled different.
And they were estimated to start this consolation round three and semifinals that will run together and coincide at 12:15. Not sure that's what the plan still is here, as we're almost through the consolation round here. First consolation round got done about 15 minutes earlier than scheduled, and this one with another probably 15 minutes early, so we'll be done
with the consolations.
Keep running these through.
Yep.
Now, the deal with these consolations, the ones that are still alive have two shots to get to Hershey. If they win their next consolation bout, they're in and they will wrestle for fifth place. Mm-hmm. If they lose their consolation bout in the next round, they then will wrestle for seventh, and the winner of the seventh place bout advances. Loser of the seventh place bout does not go, because they will take the top seven from this tournament to Hershey. So all of the guys in consolation still alive, still some work to do, have to at least win one of the next two bouts. All of the guys already in the semifinals, those seven have already clinched a spot in Hershey and will be wrestling for possibly a regional championship.
So to put it simply, if you win in the next round of consolations, you're going to Hershey.
Yes.
If you lose in the next round of consolations, you got to win another one to make it.
Well, what's the Billy Sims? Just win, right?
Yeah, just win.
You got to worry about it. Just win.
Right. if you don't want to wrestle late at night or early in the morning, just win.
Winners will actually still be alive for third as well. If they would win both,
yeah,
they're alive for third. They won't automatically go to that fifth place bout. They'll be alive to wrestle again. If they win their next two, they'll wrestle for third.
Yep.
Thanks to Jason Tennant, by the way, who sent me to Altoona to do wrestling.
And thanks to Jason Tennant for texting me a couple days ago to get me up here, having a good old time.
He keeps me all straight with all this stuff.
Well, he makes sure he texts us whenever we're mispronouncing names. There's no doubt about it.
He didn't correct us as much as Bob does. It's okay.
Over on mat number four, we've got McConville from United just went up 2-1 over Ryan from Mount Union. A minute and 11 left in that 215-pound second round consolation.
Winner on mat number one in the 215-pound consolation, Tyson Grove of Everett, a 9-3 winner over Connor Ward of Westmont Hilltop. On mat number two now, Darius Ty Blasco out there at 215 pounds. He trails Robert Martin of Penns Valley 4-0.
And over here on mat number three, we've got Nolan Snyder from Northern Bedford wrestling Caleb Snyder from Myersdale. The man from Northern Bedford with the 8-0 lead right now with 10 seconds left in that second period.
Just two consolation bouts left for Washington and Greene counties, both at 285. Landon Heath of Jefferson and Joe Wilson of Wash High. Heath won his first bout last night, then lost actually to Colin White of West Greene to put him here today. It will be his first match of day number two. Joe Wilson lost his first bout last night, had to come and win earlier today, and this morning in the first round of consolations.
Yeah, I should probably look into the amount of times that Landon Heath and Colin White have had to wrestle each other over the last 4 years, because I can tell you it's a lot.
And I don't think Landon Heath likes the numbers of that either.
Unfortunately, it's been pretty much one-sided, but they know each other very well.
Now up on mat number one at 285 pounds, Caden Shannon of Southmoreland has a 3-0 lead on Kelton Bonnell of Juniata. End of the second period on mat two, Robert Martin of Penns Valley has a 4-0 lead on Ty Blasco of Derry. We'll have those final two consolation bouts at 285 for our local wrestlers when we come back here on greensports.net and WJPA.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
All right, back here at Altoona, we are finished up on mat number one in this consolation round. Caden Shannon of Southmoreland, a winner over Kelton Bonnell of Juniata, gets a pin at 125. Now on mat number two, Robert Martin of Penns Valley, a decision over Ty Blasco of Derry, a 7-0 win at 215 pounds. Joe Wilson of Washi will be coming up here on mat number two.
And up here on mat number three, we have Landon Heath from Jefferson Morgan taking on Gage Gardner of Bald Eagle area. Heath has got a significant height advantage, as he does over many of his opponents from Bald Eagle area, and is really trying to wrench that neck. Gardner from Bald Eagle tries to sweep him aside, is unable to. He stays back, and we're tied up 0-0. And we're doing the heavyweight back and forth here, but they're working. There's no doubt about it.
No official announcement yet, but it does not look like we're going to run right through to the semifinals. There will be somewhat of a break on the schedule. They were estimated to start at 12:15. We'll wait for any sort of announcement.
Over here on mat number four, we got Blair Miller out of Central taking on Peyton Shaw out of Mount Pleasant. That's tied up 0-0 in the second. Nothing going here on mat number three through the first period. Still tied up 0-0 between Gage Gardner of Bald Eagle area and your local Landon Heath from Jefferson Morgan. Heath will take down in the second period. Let's see what he can do. He's got leverage advantage. He bottoms out, tries to roll through, unable to, is getting to his feet now. Can he shake him off? He broke the hands, and he is out. Landon Heath goes up 1-0 over Gardner from Bald Eagle area.
Approaching the end of the first period here, Joe Wilson of Washi and David Peters of Greensburg-Salem, they're both scoreless.
Score still 1-0 in favor of Landon Heath into the second, 1:35 left. Trying to establish position here. Gardner from Bald Eagle area has the underhook, but Heath is able to push him back. He's got leverage on Gardner, there's no doubt about it. Heath trying to reach in, trying to get the underhook for himself, is unable to. Both wrestlers keeping feet back to prevent any shots from happening here. You wouldn't want to get tripped up in a heavyweight match. Never ends well for anybody.
Joe Wilson starts this second period on the top. He gives up the escape to David Peters, I believe. They don't put it on the board yet. Oh, yep, there you go, lady. Got to pay attention. That or it's not working. The official's still holding up one in the air. It's still not on the board.
She's not paying any attention down there. Oh, there she goes. All right, over here on mat number four, going into the third period. 1-0, he gives up the escape point just to go neutral. Over here on mat number three, Landon Heath taking on Gardner from Bald Eagle area. Heath from Jefferson Morgan still up 1-0. And they go out of bounds. We'll come back to center with 31 seconds left in the period.
Wilson now trailing 1-0 after giving that escape up to David Peters. Those two just wrestling in the middle of the mat, both on their feet, trying to work the hook. Left arm of Peters grabbing at the right arm, Joe Wilson.
Heath and Gardner trying to get wrist control right now, keeping each other at arm's length. They don't want to give up too much.
There is another 285 bout on the mats right now in the third period. Blair Miller of Central has a 1-0 lead on Peyton Shum of Mount Pleasant.
131 left in that bout. He gave up that 1 point to go neutral. He's going to have to work here to get that 1 point back. Going into the third, Landon Heath will take top. We'll see what Gardner can do from bottom or if Heath can ride him out. Heath trying to push that leg down, trying to do some cross faces across. He's got to be careful not to get too high. He's got arm around neck, left arm around neck, right arm underneath. But he's pretty high right now. He'll effect over top. Good job there. Tries to sweep him back down to the mat, tries to break him down. But Gardner from Bald Eagle has a good base underneath him. Heath has that right leg thrown in. Heath trying to get the left thrown in, trying to work a tilt here. See what he can do.
Final 8 seconds here for Joe Wilson, still trailing 1-0. Hasn't really tried to take a shot or anything. Been a lot of hand fighting here. They come to the end of the second period.
Heath's working on a tilt. Unable to get it. Oh, and Gardner hits a reverse on Heath. Heath must have got some back points there. Went up 3-2 on the reversal. A minute left in this match. And Gardner's going to cut him loose, take it 4-2, but Gardner's going to have to shoot here, 1 minute left.
Wilson and Peters begin this third period. They go out of bounds quickly as Wilson's working in this third period from the bottom.
Miller and Shum over there. Miller from Central, Shum from Mount Pleasant. Miller up 1-0.
Wilson gets up to his feet and gets the escape. Pushes away David Peters, and he ties up the bout at 1 apiece.
Heath up 4-2 with 32 seconds left. Gardner trying to shoot. He shoots, tries to work around Heath. Heath has that leg. I keep stuttering over myself. No points given yet because Heath still has that leg. Let's go to the leg. And Gardner gets 3 for the takedown. Heath goes down 5-4, 15 seconds left. He's got to work his way up here or it's going to be over for him. Gardner has a real tight waist in on Heath. Heath gets to a base. He's got 5 seconds. It's ticking away. Can he get to his feet? He tries to work a switch, and he is unable to back down to his belly. And Gardner from Bald Eagle area defeats Landon Heath from Jefferson Morgan by a score of 5-4.
It's a shame for Landon Heath.
Yep.
Who will not make it. The senior will not make the trip to Hershey.
Yeah, that was close, leading all match. That's a tough one to give up.
Late takedown here for David Peters on Joe Wilson. 40 seconds remaining in the third period, and David Peters goes up 4-1 on Wilson. Final over on mat 4, by the way, Blair Miller of Central. 4-0 win over Shum of Mount Pleasant. And Peters and Wilson go out of bounds. 26 seconds remaining. This is the final bout of this consolation round. Joe Wilson of Wash High out there, but now trailing by 3 as he gave up this takedown late in the third period. Now tries to get up, looking for the escape, and he'll get it. Gets up, now trailing 4-2. He's going to have to take a shot. He does.
He does.
Goes in for the double leg.
Oh no.
Oh, and getting around him is David Peters. Wilson went in for the double leg, went down to the mat, and Peters, nice job to slip behind him. He gets credited for the takedown, 7-2. The Greensburg-Salem wrestler leads, and that's the way it's going to finish. Wilson had a shot at the double leg, couldn't finish it. Peters countered and gets the 7-2 win, and Joe Wilson falls in the consolation brackets.
Tough way to lose two heavyweights there, back-to-back. Tough way. It does not look like we're going to be rolling right into the next round of the conseason semis.
No, I was waiting for an official announcement as to when the semifinal round would start. If there was something on the microphone, I did not exactly hear it. I don't know if we're going to start right at 12:15 as the estimated schedule had said, or if it's just a quick break and we'll start at noon.
Well, referees are taking a break, and wrestlers are out there warming up with warm-ups on and headphones.
Oh, Mike, why don't you do this? Do me a favor. You want to run down there and ask some of these folks here at this table? We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll recap the first two rounds of consolation that happened here this morning at Altoona. You're listening to Greensports.net and WJPA. It's the PIAA Class 2A Southwest Regional.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Back here at Altoona. Glad to have you along on WJPA AM 1450 online, WJPA.com, and of course also online at greensports.net. I'm Nate Rigotti. Mike Hildreth went down below to ask the officials exactly what time we're going to start. Official start time for the semifinals and the third consolation round will be at 12 p.m. So we'll come back on the air at about 11:50 or so. And be prepared to bring the semis to you. Recapping who will be wrestling in the next round in the semifinals and in the consolation round three. It was technically the consolation quarterfinals. We have seven wrestlers from Washington and Greene counties that won both of their bouts yesterday and clinched a spot in the semis. Those wrestlers are at 133 pounds, Lucas Barr of McGuffey, at 139 pounds, Drake McClure of Bentworth, and Carter Cadis of Burkittstown. We'll also see Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan at 160 pounds, Malachi Peak at 189 pounds, at 215 pounds, Noah Lehu of Beth Center, and at 285 pounds, Colin White of West Greene. All of those, again, are into the semifinals in the winner's bracket. In consolation, seven wrestlers winning their bouts in consolations either last night or this morning to get into the consolation round. In consolations, we'll have Hanning at 107 from Jefferson Morgan, Ely from McGuffey at 127, Wright from Beth Center at 139, Patton from Wash High at 145, at 152, Noyes from Burkittstown, and Bonus from McGuffey. And at 160 pounds, Owen Ivsik of Bentworth. The way the consolations will work in the quarterfinals, consolation quarters, if you win that bout, you move on. You win that bout, you're guaranteed a shot to Hershey. You will wrestle, and however you do in the remaining consolation bracket, you'll either wrestle for third or fifth. If you lose this consolation bout that's next for those seven wrestlers that have made it, you are then put into the seventh place bout with a chance to wrestle for seventh place, and the seventh place winner will move on to Hershey. So if you're in the consolations, basically win one of the next two, and you are in to Hershey. Just need one win in the next two bouts to get to Hershey. For the consolations, again, the guys who are in the semifinals already have already clinched a spot at Hershey. They're going to Chocolate Town already, but now trying to figure out what kind of seating they'll get, where they'll place, and looking for a nice podium finish in a regional championship here at Altoona. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to step aside. I'm going to pull up WJPA and the radio, give you a live look into the radio studio.